For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We got a big show for you today. I just got to start calling it Punch Drunk because we're not going to do all sports all the time. So we got a great show today. Joining us live in studio is, you know him from the East Coast. He's got a very popular podcast, Legion of Skanks. Please welcome Luis J. Gomez.
Yay. Hi. All right.
I'm glad you're here, dude. I've heard a lot about you, and I love the people that you work with, and I know you do a lot of stuff with Ari, and our Twitter guy, James, just jizzed on himself hearing that you're
literally
on the show.
Beating off when you were going to be on the show.
That's what I like to do to guys. I like to get them nice and erect and to make them come.
Well, that ain't hard to do with James.
If you're ever in San Francisco and you want to get your dick sucked by a guy who says he's only on weed but he has coke energy, I can talk to some people.
If you want to get in a Mercedes that has dealer plates since 2006, somehow James has beat the system.
So, yeah, thanks for coming out. What are you out here for? Just to hang out and I see you make a couple runs out here every once in a while.
Yeah, I come a few times a year. I was going to UFC 197 this weekend. I host the show with Michael Bisping on SiriusXM.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we're going to be covering the show. And I was like, if I'm going to come out to Vegas, why not do a little run in LA, get some meetings? You know, just fucking I never sell anything, but I'm going to go to the meetings anyway and pretend that I'm doing shit.
Take them. What do you think you're doing wrong in these meetings?
I'm not likable. That's the problem.
Well, that might be an issue.
I find it hard to believe.
That's the thing. In any industry, you need to be likable. If you're a fucking librarian, you're going to go really far if people like you.
Yes.
But people don't like you. They're going to hate me this time, and then by the third or fourth time that I come on, they start to get what I am and what I do.
When I'll do like a live show, like someone will have a live podcast and they'll invite me on, it always starts out with nobody in the room liking me. Nobody. I can't get a laugh. By the end of the show, I'm killing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Ari's picture when he calls me of him pissing in a parking lot.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
That's just fucking rude. But I get it, dude. So welcome. We're glad you're out here, and we're glad you're on the show. I'd like to get into your show of Bisping soon. Real quick, let's pay some bills. Hold on. BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs, everybody. BetDSI, we got big UFC coming up this weekend. John Jones versus OSP. I think Dimitri Johnson's on that card, too. Mighty Mouse, so it's a big card. So go to BetDSI.com, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash.
That's cash money. That's free money to bet with.
That's straight crack. Can you hear us, Ari?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. We had some Skype problems, which is why we started late, and Ari was sure as fuck that it was Sam's fault. But Ari, whose fault was this?
That we started at 10 after?
The Skype thing.
That we didn't get it set up 10 minutes before and figure it out?
I'm sorry, Ari. Ari, because you're always on time, right? You're always on time. Every time we do this, you're on time. Every time you're on time, right? I guess because your business deals are important because you're a Jew doing Jew handshakes.
I got to take a call from Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I cannot
but
be on the podcast
right
now. My
business things are important. So I should be here on time so you can dial in. But when you don't want to be here on time, you don't have to be here on time.
I have a Comedy Central show that none of you guys will ever be on. You're too white. If one of you was a black lesbian with one arm, you'd totally get on my show. But you're not, so...
Can we move the screen back to where I can see you guys?
You're so
here it is, and it's the official first 10 minutes of the podcast where Ari needs to be situated in a way where he can look at Sam nonstop.
I know it's gonna seem weird. I need to go around you.
Seriously. I was like, I am not holding this.
You're just going to make her hold it the whole time?
Right here.
You got a Statue of Liberty it up, Fight Nanny. But hold the computer in the
air. The camera
air.
Should just be facing her. Why is the camera on us?
I don't know, man. Believe me.
Glad you agree.
This is week three of her on the show. Yeah. By week seven, it will be just on her, and it will be the Fight Nanny's Punch Drunk Podcast.
All right, before we'll finish our sponsorship in a second here, but we do have a segment coming up called Dick Picks Sent to the Fight Nanny, where we will be looking at cocks.
Should we vote on who has the best dick?
Best isn't always the biggest. It's the best shape.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because the helmet's got to be a little bit bigger than the shaft.
Yeah. And we'll have a discussion, like, what kind of dick is it? Is it like a one-night stand hit and quit it dick? Okay. Or is it like, maybe he can knock me up and I'll have this dick in my life for the rest of my life, so...
Oh, look,
all right,
who's
we get it.
To walk around
we
New
get
York.
It, all you've right. got a backyard in New York. We fucking
get
it.
You motherfucker.
Wait, you have one, Lewis?
Actually, I do have one.
I've got some pruning to do. I'm going to be pruning my garden while I talk MMA.
Unbelievable. How's that, Ari? Can you see everybody except for the Fight Nanny who looks lovely tonight.
Except for the mic blocking in your eyes, but yeah, I can see your mouth.
And guys.
That's the most important thing.
Go to punchjunksports.com. And click the Amazon link. If you got any shopping to do, why not help this show? You know how we feel about Fighter and the Kid. I don't want to say it, but they're in deep, 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 deep shit.
Fuck them.
Once we get Joe Rogan and Tate Fletcher, our new co-host, to come and kick some fucking ass. And that's why you don't use their code for Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS for Caveman Coffee, and that'll save you some money.
Yeah.
Go there, use our code, get some coffee, get some tea, get some chocolate. Get some nitro coffee, which is delicious. I saw Joe Rogan get out of a Porsche drinking one on his own. You want to be like Joe Rogan? Then drink Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Go to the PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Use the Amazon link. Do all your shopping. And feel free to write for the website. Email writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com. And we will get you set up there. Please write as much as you want. Write any kind of articles you want. Be a part of the show. But don't be a part of Fighter and the Kid.
Yeah.
And, last thing they need is another Porsche.
Fight Nanny is going to be helping us with the website, so that's pretty exciting. And also, we're setting up a Patrons. Is that it? The website where you guys can help?
Patreon.
We're going to be setting up that week, so you guys
wait
can...
Wait until we actually set it up.
What?
Let's just wait to promote it after we actually set it up.
Okay, you're not the boss. I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
I want to talk about what's that fucking, like, smirk on your Jew face?
Oh, because I have something ready to go.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no. You definitely have, like, a look. You definitely have a look.
Interesting story. Ready? And I'm ready. You ready for this?
Hang on, everybody. This is Ari Shaffir's interesting story. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all,
breaking news.
That's right. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Did you guys see what Conor McGregor just tweeted?
Yeah, we were just discussing it. He's retiring early. This is not a good sign.
Come on.
This is not a good sign, dude. This is a sign that he's starting to be into this Kim Kardashian shit, where it's just like, try to say anything to get people to tweet and retweet.
I like it.
And it's you like it?
I like it. I like it. He's moving the needle. He's getting people talking about it. It's been too many weeks since somebody said something about Conor.
That's what it is.
And now he wants people to talk about him. I fucking get it. I take a page out of that book.
You like that?
All day, every day.
That's why you came to L.A. to take fake meetings?
I take fake meetings. I start fake podcast wars. You guys want to do it? You guys can be the next
podcast.
Who
have you been in war with?
Guys, we fucked Kevin Brennan's podcast.
Fuck him.
Yeah, see? Fuck that guy. We'll take shots at anybody.
How do you get on Guys We Fucked? No, I mean, I'd like to fuck one of them so they can talk about it.
You got
to
fuck one of them, I think.
How do we do that? That'd be great.
No, they're done with that. They're done with that. They're just going to regular people now.
Yeah.
They're not talking about guys they fucked?
No, I don't even know if they ever did, really. It was just like a quick thing, and now it's just like they just talk.
Just a great name for a show.
I think it's a regular podcast.
It's a great name for a show, Guys We Fucked. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I guess that's it. I guess I'm old school, but this is obviously just a, everyone's going to go run around crazy talking about it. It's just like, it's nuts. Because you watch the People versus OJ on FX, and you just see where all this kind of like train wreck publicity started, where it's just like, just say crazy shit and the news just runs with it. And that's where we are today. This is where it all came away. Faye Dunaway doing the fucking book about Nicole Brown Simpson doing coke and banging black guys. And now that's all we have. And now we have Conor McGregor putting out that he's going to retire, which we all know is not going to happen.
That's why I quit doing coke.
Why?
I mean, if he doesn't,
I'm sick of banging black guys.
I know you banged a lot of black guys.
They banged me. It was, but it was a, sim, you know, there was a lot of give and take.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Coke went around. The point is the Coke was great.
The Coke was great.
Yeah.
Where do you think there's better Coke? You don't do Coke. Do you do any Coke?
No, not anymore.
You quit?
Completely sober.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So how long?
Hold on. Lewis has been clean and sober for like 2 months. Don't read into
hey,
it.
Hey, that's still
hold
good.
On. That's the hardest fucking time to be sober.
He's
cocksucker.
Right.
Yeah.
10 years in, you're like, all right, dude, that's your life. Right now, everything that I see, I want to put into my face.
Yeah.
Okay,
remind
so
me
so
to
I'm
show
saying,
you my
like,
dick.
I'm saying like you have done coke.
Yeah, I have done coke. Yeah.
He never say he didn't.
Yeah. Well, you like, do you do coke? He goes, no, I'm clean and sober. The answer is yes, you do coke.
No, I did coke.
Did coke.
I'm not clean and sober, and you've done it more recently than I have.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. When's the last
time
you
did coke?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. which is a joke, because if anyone has a nose to do coke, you're the guy that walks into
no
a coke
way,
party.
Dude. If I had an 8-ball coke and that nose walked in, I'd be like, dude, we got no coke.
Yeah. He walks into a coke party and everyone's like, fuck!
He just takes an 8-ball and puts it in his nose and lets it
snuffle up against his hair. Ari could be a drug mule with just his nostrils.
That's so true.
Ari has a nose from Team Double Dare that they used to go up inside of and pull out.
Oh, look at that profile, too. Hit that one more time. Look at
wow,
that.
Wow, the profile that just never ends.
You literally have a wind sail for a fucking nose. It's very uncomfortable.
Turn to your side
sail
again.
Sail away.
Look
sail
how aerodynamic he is.
Let's get into where people are going to be. Hey, Ari.
If I was a Saab commercial, you would see it go like that.
Yeah, right? You have some German guy talking about the aerodynamics of your face. Hey, where are you going to be, Ari?
I'm going to be in Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas, at Moon Tower this week, Wednesday, tomorrow night. Me and Kurt Metzger are doing a Kurt Metzger and Friends 420 show. And then I'm doing two This Is Not Happening shows on the 21st and the 23rd. Following... next week by Madison and Appleton, Wisconsin.
Awesome.
Check out AriTheGreat.com for tickets.
Where are you going to be, Tebow?
I will be at the Melrose Improv next Wednesday, the 27th, doing Comedy Juice. I will be hosting the Death Squad 420 show tomorrow at the Comedy Store. And I got some Midwest dates coming up in July. I'll be in Fort Wayne. I'll be in South Bend and a couple Chicago dates around that
as well.
That's
great.
Thank you.
Gomez, you got anywhere you're going to be you want people to know about?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm on that show, that 420 Death
yes,
Squad
you
show.
Are.
And May 13th, Legion of Skanks presents myself, Dave Smith, special guest Dan Soder, the Hustler Club in Detroit. If you guys want to get tickets, go to my Twitter. I just posted a Twitter
I love that.
Link.
I love yeah. that. I love doing
And then you're
going to
be in Vegas
comedy.
This weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got one show, but I'm doing a guest spot on somebody's show. I don't even know
where?
What it is. At something.
That's where oh, he's from.
That's I love
from.
That place. Something's great.
I think it's Planet,
Planet Hollywood.
Hollywood,
right?
Oh, yeah. Planet Hollywood? What are you doing? Are you doing...
You going for the fights?
Yeah, I'm going out for the fight Saturday night.
Are you doing the Sin City show, or are you doing... The Filipino show.
I have no idea. On the way here. Somebody sent me. Hey, dude, I got you on this show. So it's somebody's show. I'll post it on Twitter at Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez will be somewhere with somebody in Las Vegas. So get those tickets now. Available on somewheresomeway.com.
At 9 p.m. I know it's 9 p.m. on Friday. That's
so. So if you're in Vegas at 9 p.m., go to Planet Hollywood. Knock on a few doors. Maybe you get to see my buddy tell some jokes.
Is it big? I don't even know.
It's one of my favorite casinos.
Yeah.
If you're doing Sin City, you're right next to where the Britney Spears show is.
I was going to say, is it where Britney plays?
Yes.
Well, dude, it's so
By
funny.
By the way, you know that show is based on the video that I helped write.
What video?
The Britney
Piece
Spears video?
Yeah. I'm in it. And she
wrote a Britney Spears video?
Yeah. It was based off a video I made.
It's how little interest Ari has in your lives. Like, that's an amazing fact about you.
This. He's such an elitist fuck.
Yeah. Look at his eyes. I've never seen an Asian Jew.
Yeah, Ari, who's on Ari Shaffir and Friends at Moon Tower? Guarantee it's none of your friends, you star fucking kike.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Amy Schumer.
I'm almost ready to kick Ari off the show and get a new guy on the show.
There we go.
Metzger.
Yeah.
And it's also a bunch of Austin comics I don't know.
Your friends. It's me. It's both of
so
Amy Schumer.
Called Ari, Kurt, and a bunch of fucking dudes who are in town that we didn't have to fly in because we didn't have the budget.
It's called Ari and Kurt do 420.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Kurt Metzger. It's Amy Schumer's Bingo Wings. And
I'm going to go up again. I'm going to do another spot at the end.
They tried doing that at the, what's it called? At the Stand. They canceled those late shows on Monday, or just Sunday. And they're like, oh, we just combine shows. And then I got there and they did that. And they were like, I mean, you could go up again if you wanted. And I was like, yes. Let me go up again.
Yes, of course.
I do.
Give me the money, and I'll do other material. What's the difference?
By the way, I forgot to say something. I had a couple more jokes
Nanny,
that I forgot.
Where are you going to be? Doing anything?
Are you got anything going on?
Going to the forum.
Dates?
I don't do comedy.
UFC 199.
Are you going to the forum?
Yeah,
for the
I got
fight?
My tickets, yeah. I almost spent $1,300 on one ticket to be in the front, but my dad talked me out of it. I wanted Weidman sweat
How much?
On me.
How much?
$1,300. Yeah, I told him
the forum?
To. Yeah.
How do you have $1,300 but you can't afford a laptop?
I just don't need a laptop because I've never had one, so I don't know what life is with one, but I need Weidman sweat on me.
So you like Weidman? He's a boring motherfucker.
I know, he's really boring. He's just like the kind of guy you want to marry, but I love the Diaz brothers. I told you that.
Yeah.
That's
She's
like
got
my
a 209
weakness.
Tattoo. She's a piece of garbage.
I love her.
I would move to L.A. and marry her tomorrow. Yep. She's awful.
So
you got a good
so
dick
will half
pic.
The
you
fans.
Send me a dick pic.
You
got to
tweet her a dick pic.
Don't say that on live on the air. Otherwise, it just rains.
Don't say what? I love dick pics. Send me
don't
dick pics on Twitter all day.
No, don't put it out.
Oh, no, not my number. I said tweet
yeah,
me
put
a
her
dick
number
pic.
Out. Put her number out. That's the best way to do it. Because some people don't have Twitter. That's why. Just put her number out. It's the best
No,
number.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, James, you know, hooked you up and you were going to be in town. And he found that out and then he beat off like a motherfucker.
He's got a dick pic for me, you guys. This is romance.
It's from...
Why do
oh,
you
you're
just
about to
have
see a lot
this? It's very thick. Your dick is
you're
very
about to
thick.
See an uncomfortable
Can I see... Do you have one that shows me the whole length?
No, are you crazy? You're not going to see the length of it,
I want to see the length.
It's not impressive. Why do you think I took it from
Why
my
Why don't
angle?
You just show her right now?
No, I don't want to do
Because he's going to take me on a date. That's how it starts.
Wow.
Dude, I've seen it. It's got these weird brown rings, like for every...
Look who's talking.
Just get another brown ring.
Ari, when did you see it? Right before he put it in your ass? You have an owl that lives
no,
in your pubes.
That's an work angle-wise. But I just see it when I pee. I make sure to look over next to him.
I always do the sure same thing, over. Dude. I always look at the guy next to me, Dick, whether I know him or not. If I know him, I'll make it obvious that I look at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like to see what other guys are working with.
I was talking about this on stage the other day about how, like, the amount of Dick that we've seen in our life, even guys,
never enough.
Is so much more than our grandparents. And like, you think
oh,
your grandpa
yeah.
saw maybe 10 dicks in his whole life.
Oh, sure.
His dick... Probably his dad's dick at one point.
All the guys in the Navy.
And that's it.
And that's it.
It is raining
you know
dicks.
I don't know, man. I think maybe not, though, because back in the day, they used to like make kids in high school shower together. And my generation, they didn't do that. We didn't have to shower together.
You
or
didn't?
Fucking. No. I'm 34.
Did yeah,
you?
I did. Yeah, we did.
You
did.
Showered together in
of
high school?
Yeah. Well, dude, we had this pedophile who got busted, and he would like... Talk to
you.
Us while we're showering.
You, it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
I told you to please stop bothering people when they're showering.
You call that a dick, bro? Bro, that's not a dick, dude. Bro, it's not a fucking dick, dude. Not a fucking dick. Yeah, man. I'm just thinking we see way more dicks
yeah,
than we used
right.
to.
Tripoli's was walking into high school. Tripoli walking into a shower with a towel around his waist.
I'm here to throw a dick around, bro.
That's just rude.
I would have dropped out of fucking high school if I had to get naked in the shower with
what?
All the other dudes. I would have dropped out.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Why? She says you got a thick dick.
My dick's okay when it's hard, but when it's not
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I'm not a shower. I'm
ooh.
A grower.
That doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. I've seen so many dicks, I'm like, ooh, but then it's hard and it's beautiful.
That's how mine is. It's so small.
No, you have a big, fat dick, Ari. I've seen your
when
dick.
When it gets hard.
No, he has a big, fat nut surrounded by a little moon nut.
Ari, did you... I talked to Ari yesterday. Did you go clothes shopping, you fucking faggot?
I did. I got a bunch of belts. I'll show you later.
No,
I
want to
see it right now.
I want to see your belts.
Looking,
no.
Looking for
don't
the
belt. Don't
show
fucking
me
do
your
it.
Belt.
Don't fucking do
I
want
to see your new belt. And if I don't see your new belt, I'm going to lose my mind.
What was that music video where the camera was on the front and he was fucking walking around the party?
Oh, what was
that's
that
I
got to
go for a second.
Okay.
If right. Ari's mate can hear me, he's showing us his dick.
Oh,
who is that?
Who? Oh, Ari, is that the police?
I think so. The police just showed up at Ari's
what
door.
What just happened?
I don't know. Oh, there's a knock at the door.
It's the Gestapo.
Oh, there's a brown person at my door.
What happened, Ari? Who is that?
Why is your door is wide open, by the way. You just leave your door open in New York City?
Yeah. Why
no,
you leave your
maid's hair cleaning and the super knocked on my door.
The super. That's what I call him out there. He's the New York terms.
Yeah, God supers? Forbid.
Nah.
No, it's a super.
It's superintendent. He takes
oh,
over the building.
Oh, okay. We don't
Lewis, explain to these people what East Coast is like.
This is what I'm going to do when I quit comedy.
Yeah. On the West Coast, they're just called artists who haven't made it, who just don't want to pay rent.
Yeah.
And by the way.
That's kind of what it is, except it's usually an older Mexican guy that if you have any problems, you call him up, and then a day later, he shows up to fix your toilet.
Yeah.
He always just fixes the toilet.
That's by the way, you're Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican Italian.
Welcome to being Mexican. In Los Angeles, my friend.
You know what, though? I think out here, I think real Hispanics, they can tell that I'm not very Hispanic.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, like
I would say you're half black if I had to guess what you are.
You motherfucker.
I'm sorry, dude. I just
he
call
just
like
a fucked your whole credit rating up.
What, Ari, is that your seductive look?
They just call you a coconut.
Yeah.
You fucking coconut? You fucking. So.
Joke. You coconut.
You fucking coconut. Fucking coconut.
I like how boyish he looks when he lies like that.
I know.
Are you gotten any fucking fan ass lately?
Yeah, what's your pussy story, fuckface?
Maybe tonight.
You might tonight? What do you mean? Do
you, you ever have a girl tell you, like, oh, I like you way more than you clearly don't like me that much. You just want a bone, so I can't do this anymore.
You mean every relationship I've ever had?
Women do that.
I just got one of those, like 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday night. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? So, all right, great, sorry.
Kind of world do we live in where you turn down pussy? It's just fucking tragic.
That's sales technique. She's doing the takeaway clothes.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well, you know, if you don't want it, I guess. And you're
she's
like,
doing
right,
what drug dealers do. Give you a little piece, give you a little piece. Now you got to buy it.
Yeah, yep. There's 25 drug dealers all around the city.
Your first sniff of my butthole's free.
Yeah.
Everything after that costs you a fucking movie.
They do that in Mexico. If you walk down the beach, they'll just give you samples of cocaine. I do the Cabo Comedy Festival. And
hang on 1 second. Go to Mexico more. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, like, literally, if you just walk down the beach, they're like, oh, you want to try some coke? And then they fucking let you just go to the next guy. You just get fucked up all night just by traveling down the beach.
That's how it should be.
Next thing you know, you're in, like, fucking Peru. It's like 40 days later, and you're just coked up in Peru. How the fuck did I get here?
With Flocka out there and that crocodile shit, coke should be legal by now. I mean, with the worst drugs coming out more and more, we should let the easier, simpler shit
get coke. What's Flocka?
Flocka's the shit. If you go on the internet, put in like Flocka drug videos. Oh my god! Here, look it up. Go.
What is it?
Put it, dude. It's not. It's just
what's
like
your password?
Just imagine.
It's just like somebody in a parking lot like this.
Just imagine if you did.
Yeah, that looks fun. Let me have a fucking meltdown in a parking lot.
Just imagine if you did. If you did a movie about black people being possessed by, like, spirits. Like,
I always
love Black Exorcist. That's what Flocka is.
You know what videos are funny? YouTube videos are funny? Are black guy smokes salvia and doesn't know it. Like, they think they think they're hitting a joint. And they're like, dude, hit that shit hard, dude. Hit that shit hard. They're like, yeah, nigga, yeah. And all of a sudden, they're like...
That's not
true. They're running away. They just start running. My favorite one is the guy that just starts running. He takes a big hit of this joint of salvia that he thinks is like chronic. And about 2-3 seconds go by and dude, full on sprint. He's just gone. He's like, I'm out of here. Fuck it. Oh, we lost Ari.
No, I'm trying to get you guys zoomed in again so I can't see Gomez.
Oh.
So you don't want to see
How
Gomez?
Does it zoom in? We didn't
no, I do.
Anything.
I don't know why it's zooming right in like that. It started last week.
Here, if I do this, can you see me?
Yeah, but
that's so uncomfortable.
I don't want you to have to
no,
do that.
That's why I want it to happen.
Let me ask you a question because...
No, it's important I see Stan because he's the one who's distracted and doesn't pay attention.
I was saying, I was told very specifically, and so was Sam, that the J in your is a
there
very
you
important
better.
Thing for you. Why is the J such a significant thing in your name?
I think it makes me stand. I think Luis Gomez is a forgettable name. Luis J. Gomez has a fucking flow.
Got you.
You know.
Yeah, but that goes with your act.
Oh, come
see,
on.
See, how did that feel, Ari? How did that feel?
Welcome to every episode of Punch Drunk.
So fucking... he's mean to everybody. It's not
yeah, no, he'll be mean to me from afar, but
yeah,
I'll
but
fucking
nice
punch
in person,
him in
that's
his
what
dumb
I was
fucking
saying.
Head.
I'd like to watch that.
Ari, you're so nice in
person. It'll be a jump punch, you midget.
Oh.
I'm 6'1".
He's really tall.
You're 5'6".
I'm 6'1".
5'6"!
I'm 5'6". He's no way
he's
taller
five,
than
six.
Me.
Wait, no, 6'1".
This is what Flocka does? You start to look like this?
Yeah, it just acts
so it basically is a drug that turns you into Boon Shakalaka.
Yes, for the most part.
That's
is it like
bath
salts? Because that looks like a bath salt
situation.
It's
worse than bath salts.
Have you seen Crocodile?
Yeah, that's now the... And the other one is Crocodile, yeah.
And it eats away your skin.
Yeah.
You show bone. You
why?
Show
there
bone.
Was some guy, I'm like, this has to be from a zombie movie. They found some guy in a warehouse and his face was just eaten away. I'm like, Jesus Christ. How does, if that happens to one person, how does the second person do the drugs?
I used
well,
to think
same
that
thing
about
lung cancer. They're just like, it can happen to me. The
yeah,
problem is, once you start,
slow.
But once you start seeing your bone exposed, at that point, you'd be like, I should probably slow down on this crocodile.
Yeah, but at that point, you're so fucking addicted to crocodile that you're like, you know what, dude, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah.
I love this.
You know what? That bone kind of looks fresh. I actually think it's a good look. Not going
to
lie.
How good must it feel if you're willing to let it eat away your skin?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it must take you.
Well, but at that point in time in your drug-doing career, the only time you see a mirror, it's in your lap.
Yeah.
You know, a mirror takes on a different meaning than, you know.
And who uses mirrors for coke anymore? I feel like that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, I feel like that's just done in movies.
What are the kids using these days?
CD cases. Assholes.
CD cases. VHS cassette tape.
When I go on the road, I sell CDs as you get to listen to me do stand-up, and you have a great place to do coke now.
Right.
Yeah, I like to do coke's out buttholes. That's the best place to put it. Right in there like a champion. Okay.
I saw it at the Cellar.
You saw what, girl do someone do coke out girl's butt at the Cellar?
Correct. No, at the restaurant above it, right off an iPhone.
Somebody was doing it?
Right off an iPhone, in public.
Was it a guy or a girl?
Girl, of course.
Oh, God. How do you not hit on her? She's ready to go.
Yeah.
She's down for anything. I don't know what it is, but they just get weird when they're on coke. They'll let you do anything you want.
Women? Ooh, girls?
Yeah, when they're on coke. Bill Probably. Cosby would still be off if he just gave chicks coke instead of Quaaludes. He could do anything he wanted.
Yeah, he's not turned
allegedly.
On.
Allegedly. Oh,
allegedly, but he's also apparently smart and not turned on by some cunt yapping all night because she's on coke. Take your pants off and shut it.
Jesus, Red State team. It's offensive.
Yeah, real.
It's fucking offensive.
I don't want to hear about your fucking screenplay. And you know what? I don't have to hear it if my cock's in your mouth. Jesus. Other than that, I love women.
Does Caveman Coffee have decaf?
I imagine.
Ari, what are you doing right now?
Ari, get off your phone.
I'm looking at this Conor McGregor stuff. Sorry.
What? So what is it? We all just got a tweet or saw it right now. But like, what? It's obviously some fucking ruse. It's not real.
I mean, you'd think he'd clarify more if it wasn't a ruse. You'd think he'd be like, "Hey guys, here's the reason," not just like,
"Of course."
He goes, I saw my friend die in the octagon. I don't want to do that to me. I have had a great career. I've made a lot of money. So I'm just going to get on with the next thing in my life. And I understand I may disappoint some fans. Something like that. Just like,
there's no way he'd leave right now.
Well, what else is he going to do? Come out with that line of neckties?
There's no way.
After UFC 200, right? I need that press conference and stuff.
You need that press conference? For what?
He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. Are you a Conor fan or a Conor hater? Either way, you like him. He's polarizing.
Yeah, I like what he does for the sport. I like the fact that he brings new eyes in. But when Nate Diaz beat him, I mean, dude, my full raging boner. I mean, you didn't even understand the...
You heard too, man.
Oh, God.
Them too. They were screaming.
I mean, me and Sam were losing it, dude.
We were losing our mind in a bar. We were at a fucking an Irish bar in New York City. And just the look of disappointment on these Irishmen's faces as me and my friends are just jumping up and down screaming 209.
I love it.
209.
I've never been to North California, but I would scream 209.
You would be very let down.
I love it.
San Francisco's great. Sacramento's great, but there it gets ugly.
Yeah, I went to San Fran.
Actually, Fresno's pretty sweet,
too. San Fran's different, Lewis. It's not like that. You don't understand. That's like saying New York's nice because of Manhattan, but not the Appalachians.
Yeah.
What?
Where the hill people live.
Yeah, it is different.
I didn't like San Fran, though. Too many homeless people.
Yeah, well, they got a big problem.
And they're aggressive. And Seattle, too. Really aggressive homeless people in Seattle.
Cleveland's got that, too, dude. This guy's like, man, can I get a dollar? I'm like, maybe when I'm done eating, I go into this restaurant, I'm eating. The guy walks up into the restaurant, walks up, and he goes, hey, man, can I get that dollar? I'm like... I mean, dude, are you working right now? Why are you in there? They don't give a fuck in Cleveland.
Dude, I got off a train in Chicago. This is like a couple years ago. I get off a train in Chicago in the winter. And, you know, train station is all those homeless people. And there's a guy in a wheelchair, like sunglasses like Sam on, blind guy, had a sign. It's like, blind, please help, whatever. My buddy's like, yo, check this out. Flicks a quarter at it. Homeboy catches it. Like, oh, blind, huh? Got a hell of a catch for a blind guy.
Well, they've done stuff. They've done, like, hidden cameras where they follow these homeless people, and most of them aren't homeless.
Yeah.
Most of them aren't even, like, inflicted with whatever thing they say they got.
Did you see the woman? They did, like, a 2020.
Yeah,
the woman,
like, crippled.
Yeah, was, like, bent over, and they followed her, and she hit a corner. She just stood straight up, started jogging to her car.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Like,
dude.
She was, like, some hot Russian chick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She wasn't old. She wasn't fucking decrepit or anything.
Did you see the one where, like, the Marine found the homeless guy that wasn't a Marine, and he just fucking almost beat the shit out of him?
Yeah they always do that, but it's just because it's some crazy homeless guy.
No, it's but like, he was like, lying about being a Marine.
Yeah, he was also lying about being fucking Christopher Columbus. He's a crazy homeless person, and he found his shirt, and he was dude, fucking, why they always like try to defend the Marines' honors against a goddamn homeless person? It ain't somebody going to prom and saying, everybody should be nice to me.
No, that doesn't make sense, what you just said.
They do that a lot, like...
Marines are fucking... Those what? Guys are fucking meatheads.
Well, yeah, they go up to people.
You really pull back on that one. I just want to let you know. There was a point where you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me hear what.
No, not all Marines.
Yes. You really, you were about to drop some hammer. You're like, that might not be the best. He made a business decision right
he
there.
Did sure you see did.
That? I mean, right mid shit, he stopped going, I should not.
You thought
that.
It rained shit on him when he talked shit about a chick with one arm.
Yeah.
Come to Ari Shaffir and Friends, sponsored by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, there you go.
This week at Moon Tower.
That was so funny.
Oh, I'm doing a USO tour. I can't believe this is happening. This is not happening.
Oh, shit. No, but there's like videos on YouTube all the time where it's like Marines approaching dudes in fake Marine uniforms. But why? I don't even get the guys that put on the uniform. Are they getting pussy because they're Marines? I don't get it.
I think it's sympathy. It's attention. It's
people give them free shit.
Yeah. No, look at him. It's never somebody in a restaurant. It's always somebody who's like at a fucking AA meeting.
What?
No, Gomez is right. There's plenty of videos.
Like a nice place. It's always homeless people.
No, I think it's always in a mall. They get some guy in a mall walking around. Yeah. Or he's like, hey, man, what unit were you?
Yeah.
I was
and then he'll make it up. He'll just wing it.
Yeah.
He's like,
that doesn't make sense. And your badge is upside down, and you wouldn't be wearing your hat like that.
And then they'll
that,
tear the fucking medals off of him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I got a Purple Heart because I fucking saved an entire village.
And then he just stands there like a dumb fuck, like lets them just strip him down. Like,
oh, dude,
you got me, man. I'm actually just Dave, and I work at fucking Dairy Queen, man. I'm sorry, dude. I just, yeah, take
trying
all my,
to get some Patriot pussy.
Take all my badges off, man. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, I'm a nobody. I'm Dave from Dairy Queen.
Dave from Dairy Queen. We got Dave from Dairy Queen. At some point, we got to get in these dick pics.
That's like a frat thing. Like, oh, you wearing a shirt of the frat? You wearing the t-shirt of a fucking Sigma Delta Alpha?
Take this, we'll beat you up, man. All right, we're going to take a call. This guy keeps calling.
This guy just keeps calling. Yeah. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports and
this
Lewis
better
Jay
be good.
Gomez.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on,
dude? Two things.
Okay.
Number one, I would like to formally express my love for Fight Nanny. Is she there?
Yeah, she is there. She is on the show.
She's hotter than she sounds.
All right, well, tell her I said I'm in love with her. Second
you're literally talking to her, bro. This ain't like a...
Are we friends?
We're not
Twitter?
Playing telephone, asshole.
But only tell her if she says she likes me first.
What's your name?
I've been messaging you on Instagram.
Okay, so you love her.
He's a rapist.
Oh, Austin?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Austin.
Yeah, you heard the way he got his balls there? He's like, yo, what's up, girl?
He was like, I think she's really pretty. This is awesome. Yeah, girl, this is awesome. What's good? Hey, what's cracking, girl? What's cracking?
I'll break that pussy, baby.
All right, so one other thing.
Okay.
I'll sports in a second. But so my madre just hit me up. She said she's drug testing me this weekend, and I've been consistently smoking weed since... November.
Your madre?
So,
Mom?
Yeah, and I'm like 20-something.
All right, hold on. Listen to me. Austin, shut up. You're not gaining any points with Fight Nanny. Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Why would you call it? You're trying to bang a chick, talking about your mom drug testing you?
Hey, girl, this is Austin.
I need some help, man.
Okay.
What up, girl?
Ari,
what up, girl?
What
my
do?
Mom's going to spank me this weekend.
He's out of his house. He becomes a man. What are you with your mom? Bro?
Hey, Fight Nanny, before I get grounded.
Hold on. Everybody's talking. I know it's funny, okay. But we gotta watch because there's five people going.
All right. Is it my turn to talk or what?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that's not like scoring mad points with the honeys right now, but I'm more concerned about, you know, having to move to like Nashville or some shit once my mom kicks me out.
What do you think scored less points?
Calling the honeys?
Getting drug tested by your mom or saying scoring mad points with the honeys?
Yeah, why wouldn't you just pretend that you had some high-paying job that was going to drug test you? You could have just omitted that part of the story.
Dude, women expect you to lie to them. They don't want the truth.
Yeah, nobody wants a beta bitch truth teller.
Okay. All right,
well, you know what? Call next time when you're not in a fucking wind tunnel. It.
Hey, Fight Nanny, this is Austin. I just want to say, one, I love you. Number two, I'm about to get grounded for 3 weeks, so can we please go to the big sock hop this weekend before my mommy gets really mad at me?
Dude, I can't, like, what kind of man are you where you're like, she's going to kick me out of the house? You should already leave.
Yeah.
If she doesn't believe you that much where she's drug testing you, it's like, guess what?
Hey, man.
Get out of there.
I'm in my late 20s, and I'm really worried about having to get my own place that my mommy won't be talking to me all day. And who's going to cut the fucking crust off my sandwiches, man? Not my mom, if she drug tests me.
I'm going to tell you, the nanny ain't going to do that.
Yeah, fight nanny. How are
nanny
you
will cutting? Move on. She's got dick for days. She doesn't have time to be cutting crust.
Fight nanny, could that guy have a chance?
No.
With everything we know about him?
He's only 23, too. He's a little baby. Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't want to talk about it. Ariel kicked me off the show.
No, you're
he's
in.
An ageist.
Yeah, he's an
ageist. All right, what's up with that belt?
I just know when people are gross.
All right, what's up with that belt? What's up with your new belt?
Oh, you want to see it?
Well,
no,
I think Gomez wants to see it.
I do.
I don't think he does.
I got like a whole bunch
By
of
By the way, just stop. You know you're looking to see a belt right after he took a shit. Just wanted to let you know that.
Let's see.
Let's see your belt.
Yeah, that's right here.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
He's got a pretty big dick. That's not a small, like, that's a
no,
big,
but look, how did
you
dick.
Even
ball.
Notice it, though? All I see are balls. That's
no, you
crazy.
See ball. You see so, one ball.
Do you think he's, I don't think he's a grower. I think he's a shower. He's a lot like black guys. Like, they say that whole thing that everybody, well, one, we people watch porn, so they think everyone's got a big black dick. And then, two, black guys tend to be showers, not growers.
Yeah. No, look at this. What do you mean not a grower? Look
no,
at this.
That's
this
a
is
nice
the size
belt.
Of my belt. It's the width of my belt.
He's that's a good belt.
It's a thick piece.
Hey, how's it going? You're on with Punch Junk Sport. Is Ari a shower or a grower?
Oh, it's going beautiful, boys. Hey,
okay. Please welcome to the show. Ari's haven't heard cousins. From him in a while. Ari's redneck cousin, Jeb, everybody.
And LJG, I just want to tell you, you Puerto Rican beauty, that I love your little sexy ass, and I'd love to see that sick dick that you showed there.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to show it to you if you really want to see it.
Yeah, he does want to see it.
No, I don't want to see it. I'm just fucking with you. I'm real fucking with you. Hey, what y'all want to talk about? You want to hear me talk about my mom getting her head cut by this tranny, or you want me to hear me talk about how I figured out how to whack my dick and shit?
Wait, stop. You figured out how to wipe your,
yeah, wipe
dick,
your dick
and
what?
Shit?
Well, I guess you could say masturbating, better words.
Okay.
I want to hear about the tranny thing. Then maybe if that story goes well, we'll give you another story to tell.
Well, we last recall, he got put on psych meds last time, and it's been fucking up his boners, and he hasn't been able to beat off three times a day like he normally does.
Okay.
Which
one do you guys want
to hear? I go to a therapist, you know, and he keeps shit in perspective. You know, we're like, hell, if I get to start thinking weird, you know, about wanting to, you know, fuck my therapist or, you know, just some kind of weird shit, you know, he'll keep it, you know, in perspective. And I did say a dude, you know, hell, and I ain't even gay.
But sometimes you think about fucking him.
If you fuck dudes, are you gay? Real quick.
If you fuck them,
I'll be honest with you.
You're fucking them.
He's one of the bitches I've ever seen.
Tranny or dude?
We'll go tranny first.
No.
Dude.
Yes.
Jason, if you fuck a dude, you're fucking the dude.
Is he, like, cool?
Yeah.
Can what's he into? Is he into MMA?
Can it be JJ Redick?
Yeah.
Then I'm not gay. Then I'm not gay. No.
Okay. So it's yes. Nanny, as a woman, you find out a guy fucked a dude.
I think a tranny means you're curious, at least. Also.
Yeah.
I don't think you're fully straight.
Well, no. If she's hot, what
but
if she's...
there's still a dick?
You're not.
And you know there's.
You're
a
not
dick.
Fucking her dick.
But
you're
you
fucking
know
her
there's
ass.
A dick. You're not a little curious
but
about her dick.
But she's kind of a chick from like here up.
Stop being so close-minded, Fight Nanny.
I'm not close-minded, but I think you're a little curious.
This cisgendered close-minded bitch is really...
I just think Nanny wants all the dick for herself.
Let me ask you this. Is it gay if you're fucking a tranny and you get so deep in their ass that then your dick goes into their dick to make one super dick?
That's just awesome.
That's not how science works.
Yeah, that is next level. What if?
Fight Nanny, what do you know?
I just wondered how they can take their dick and, you know, just get it splattered like a goddamn tomato or something, you know, and just open it up. I just don't understand that shit.
Okay, talk about your mom. Yeah. She got a haircut by a tranny. What happened?
Oh, yeah, hell, we was on the way there, you know, got her to 2 for $2 Diet Sun Drops like always, you know, because they're usually on sale. But, hell, we get there. And hell, right when I get out of the car, you mean just tell you like this? You mean try to attempt to talk like that tranny? I mean, I can keep it brief if y'all want to.
Whatever you want to do, buddy. It's your story.
I find it impossible to believe that you will keep a story brief, but please do tell.
Well, hell, we roll up, and you know, I'm going to tell y'all this first. His name used to be Eric Johnson, and now his name's Emily Holiday. I can't make this shit up now, boys. I get out of the car, and this. Whatever it is like, oh my God, honey, what you been doing? I see you so long. And I'm like, you know, hell, god damn. I debated sitting in the car, but it was just too much for me, to miss out on this shit. And, you know, he ain't told my mom, you know, about the post-op stuff, him getting his dick cut off and stuff. So I had to, you know, get in on this shit. We get in there. Hell, my mom got some kind of new color and shit. They called it a foliage or some gay shit. And anyway, she's sitting there. To sit there talking about, you know, going on these dates and shit and everything. He's like, well, you know, sometimes I just think about if I should just be open with him and tell him that, you know, I'm a transsexual. And I almost wanted to butt in, you know, be like, bitch, if you, or whatever you are, if you tried to take me out to Jack in the Box or something like that and you had a dick, I'd probably just shank your ass right when I seen the fucking dick.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of good points you're making.
Very hateful.
Yeah. But anyway,
a lot of hate. Ari's cousin. What if she just wants to make you feel better and drain your dick, like a friend,
or just a couple of pals hitting some fast food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got so much shit going on right now, boys. I just don't know if me fucking a tranny is what I need right now. You know, hell, y'all might know more than I do. I just, you know, y'all know of all people, I ain't had pussy, and I don't know if you'd call that pussy or I fucked a bitch in the ass, but hell, that wouldn't even be close to it either. I ain't trying to pull a Brody.
Oh.
I actually proposed this question on another podcast. Would you rather fuck Buck Angel in the pussy?
Yeah.
Or Buck fuck Angel?
Or fuck Bailey J in the ass?
Okay, you guys might not know who Buck Angel is. She's a woman who looks just like a big muscle-bound man.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, basically.
Yeah. Imagine
but has a pussy.
But has a fully functioning pussy.
Yeah.
Muscly. But it's a transgendered woman to man.
So let's go real quick around the horn. T-Buck.
I mean, I say the Bailey J.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I would have no problem with banging Bailey J. I don't think it's an issue.
What's Bailey J's deal?
She's pretty like hot. This tranny.
Looks good, but she's got a little wiener.
Yeah, no, it's just a little wiener, right?
It's a decent piece.
Yeah, but dude,
do I get to suck?
She got a raisin.
Do I get to suck it too, or do
this
I?
This is a woman.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool if you could like decorate it like a Darth Vader helmet or something if it's real little.
Yeah.
No way.
You gotta look at her pussy.
No way.
Type in Buck Angel pussy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
We lose Ari?
Yeah, I will choose whatever other option isn't this.
Then go Bailey J.
Let me see Buck Angel.
Dude.
You got to see her pussy, though.
It really looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, I got a goddamn plaque of him up here on my wall. It's a damn skeleton in the goddamn Austin 316,
boys. Oh, Bailey J's cute. So this is a boy.
That's, yeah. That's,
she's cute.
That's Buck Angel. That's Buck Angel.
Damn, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I mean, that's just not my type of dude.
I'd pick Bailey J.
Right.
Who would
pick that?
I'd pick Bailey J over half the girls I know.
Is it an option for both?
Oh, you want to have that threesome?
Dude, if I didn't know.
Yeah.
If I didn't know that was a tran and I saw an ex-girlfriend hooking up with him, I'd be like, what's your fucking problem? That guy with tats all over his chest, douchebag tats.
Like, that's the kind of guy you see a drunk Tiana leave the Comedy Store with.
Ew.
And you're like, there she goes again.
No, let me ask you something. He's a hero. You don't understand. He's a hero.
What about Bailey J?
He's done more in his imaginary life than you'll ever do in your real one.
Let me ask you. You're on a date. You do a show. Bailey J comes up to you after.
Is that the big guy or is that the...
No, it's the girl.
The other one.
The one
with the dick.
Like the emo chick.
Yeah.
The emo chick. She comes up. She's flirting with you.
Can we call her Scara Silverman?
Scara Silverman.
I've hung out with her before. She's like Bailey J.
Oh, yeah.
She's got tiny hands. She's hot. Like, she's hotter in person than she is in the pictures.
Uh-huh.
I'm good friends with Mia Isabella. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she's hot.
She's hot, too.
Yeah.
And then...
Hey, Sammy, you know that Jada Stevens girl?
Jada Stevens. I'm assuming she's a black porn star.
Oh no, boy, she's a Caucasian one, just like me, you know. But goddamn, and she just keeps it natural too, man. Hell, she did a damn YouTube video with that Eddie Wong boy, and hell, they just rolled in the bang bus, and this bitch was just sucking about three dicks, and hell, he just rode with his, you know, just commentating that shit. I'm down for that. Hell, I'd love to just watch some people fuck or something.
Of course, you know what? If anybody has the smooth, sexy voice for sexual play-by-play, It's Cousin Jeb.
Yeah, I would love to.
Hey, man, you can lay in that
dick. Shitting again?
No, I'm putting an ice pack on my ankle.
Mia looks
hey, by the way,
like a man.
How's your how's the foot going? How's the wheel?
It's going okay. It said I should be running by now, though, and I'm not.
Were you before, though?
Yeah, you're a big runner.
You were
never
running before that. You were bristly walking. Yeah.
He said I could play violin.
Yeah. I said my reading will improve, but fuck it. I'm just going to smoke weed out of a trash bag. Let me inflate
this. Are y'all going to be doing a rabble cast this weekend, boys?
I don't know. They've asked us to do another one.
I want to do it.
So we'll think about
it. It's the only thing I'm good at.
I'll give you that.
Ari, get off your phone.
Well, hell, I was just going to tell y'all, whenever I figured out to masturbate, hell, before I actually figured...
He's going to hang up on us. And we don't let that happen.
Hey, man, just trying to be... Hey, man, you going to put your dick all in her, man. I don't know what y'all doing, who you are, what you're part of, but I'm just going to sit here in the bang bus, just give play-by-play.
That's nice. So, you want to get in some fights this weekend?
Physical
we got a lot of stuff
time.
To talk about.
I mean, who's fighting? Is this the OSP fight? John Jones?
I love how it's become the OSP fight. It's the John Jones fight.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
Fighting OSP. Even on the list that the UFC puts out, they have OSP listed first, then they have John Jones, because they just put him in where Cormier's supposed to be, but I think that's not good.
Now, we were talking last night, and you were talking before the show today. You're talking about putting some money on OSP.
I'm going to put a hundo on OSP.
What's that pay?
What'd you say, Or?
What are the odds?
What are the odds? What's the line?
Plus 425, last I heard.
So now you're banking on the idea that John Jones is not going to be prepared for the fight.
No. I think John Jones is going to win, but I don't think the line should be that far apart when Jones has been off for this long.
You're like, fuck it, why not?
Right. Yeah. I told you yesterday about when I play blackjack, I go to the ATM, I take out $300, and I go, all right, dude, I'm going to play to have some fun. I'm probably going to lose this money.
Yep.
I'm probably going to lose $100, but do you know how much fun it's going to be to watch OSP versus John Jones, even if he just lands a big shot, just for that moment, just because I can walk out with $525. It's a big payday for
the worst. Nothing. The worst is when you bet on an underdog, and it's like a big underdog, and it's like an even fight through one round, through two rounds, through three rounds, through four, and it's like, oh my God, it's back and forth. They get a chance, and they lose a close decision.
Yeah, it's brutal.
When you were like, I was right to bet on the underdog, and I still lost.
This is
a weird fight for John Jones, because let's go down the list of opponents John Jones has had. There's been this kind of consistent, like, a little past the prime kind of opponents. Like, when was the last time he really fought a young buck?
Well, I think
he cleared the division out.
No, but I mean, Gustafson's a little bit up there.
And Gustafson was doing, and people, some people were saying Gustafson won that fight. I didn't. I thought Jones won
the fight.
But it was close.
That was the first time we saw him touched.
Yeah. I mean, John Jones doesn't like being hit, man. When Cormier hit him, he fucking looked like he did not enjoy that. Yeah. To be honest, look, OSP could land a big fucking shot. He's got a couple first round knockouts very recently against some pretty tough opponents. It's not crazy that John Jones, who we saw him not take the Chael Sonnen fight on short notice, because I don't know if it's a mental weakness. I don't know if it's just him being really, really smart. But either way, he doesn't like taking short notice fights, and he even said that in the Instagram video.
He did
after the fact. He didn't take it on short notice when he was supposed to fight Dan Henderson, I believe, who is a better wrestler with more power. And he still wasn't going to take it because he's like, fuck that.
It's because Henderson was training for him for a month while what's-his-name was injured. And then this guy's been training for John Jones. John Jones hasn't been training for him
because
they've been hiding the fact that
Chael Sonnen knew that Dan Henderson was hurt, was trying to get through it. So he's like, they might need somebody. So he started training. And
but
John Jones
still,
like, fuck
185
that
are coming off a loss. Come on. That's crazy. So, look, John Jones, more than anything else, you know, there's a couple X factors. You know, over a year layoff, he doesn't have cocaine in his system anymore. He's not,
We discussed that. Like, I don't know why people think cocaine is some kind of, like, enhancer. I mean, first of all,
propaganda. Drug propaganda.
It's really just like, dude, you would have to be, we've talked about before, like, they would be having doing scoops in the middle of the fucking rounds of scooping coke into his nose for it to be any kind of, like, help. I mean, that's the whole point of coke. It doesn't last that long.
Yeah.
It lasts for, like, 30 minutes, a couple seconds, then you got, oh, I need more coke.
No, I'm half kidding. I don't think that he was using coke before the fights. I'm just saying, like, there's a bunch of shit we don't know. There's some questions, and we've seen John Jones.
he showed that he doesn't like taking a short notice fight. That might be in his head. He might not be as reactive as he normally is. He's not preparing for OSP. So because of all that, I think there's an outside chance now that he does it. Yeah, but it's very short notice.
Mm-hmm.
He's still taking shots at Cormier instead of fucking concentrating on OSP.
That is true.
And let's not forget that OSP is just now studying for John Jones. And if there's any way that's harder, it's OSP getting ready for John Jones and John Jones getting ready for OSP. I mean, as great as OSP is, John Jones
is John Jones.
Is the greatest to ever do it. I mean, you can sit around and talk about little things here and there, but he's the greatest to ever do it.
I remember Carlos Condit was facing Anderson Silva, and people were saying, like, his trainer was like,
that
I
never
don't
happened.
Know.
That fight never Nick happened. Diaz. Nick Diaz. They never fought.
Oh, no. Who fought? Who was the guy who trains in Boston who fought Anderson?
Trains in Boston.
Oh, your boy who did the greatest fight of all time against Forrest Griffin.
Stephen Bonner?
Stephen Bonner? Was that him?
No.
Okay.
Well, whoever it was, underdog, and his trainer was like, I don't know, man, he believes he can win. I got to be honest, he really believes he can win. But I was like, yeah, you know who else he believes he can win? Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
Like, hang the idea, like, well, John Jones hasn't been training for OSP. We're like, neither has OSP been training for John Jones. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but you know what? When you're young and hungry like that, dude, I mean, this big, big, big fucking opportunity, nobody's expecting you to win that fight. You know, we'll see. All I'm saying is there's a question, and plus 425 makes it an exciting bet. I wouldn't bet my fucking kid's life on it, but, you know, $100, why not?
Yeah.
Hey, who is that elderly arm I just saw going through the screen?
Oh,
why is it elderly? I'm in my 20s, Ari.
Oh, cool.
That's all I'll give you.
That works.
She's so hot.
So you're just basically, you know what he's doing. He's laying down mental welfare, warfare. So when he comes in, you're so beaten down, all you want to do is bang him to make him approve of you. That's exactly what's happening.
No. That's already going to happen. It's just a question of can I come inside?
Yeah, that was Stephen. It was Stephen Bonner, Ari.
No, that's not who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, look at Bisping versus Anderson Silva. It's like, you know, nobody thought he had any chance to win that fight. And it's like, you know, I think right now we're in a weird place.
I know he's on your show. I thought he got knocked out.
I mean, he basically was. If Anderson didn't celebrate like a moron, they probably would have stopped it between the rounds. But he was very reactive with the referee. I mean, Herb Dean's a pro. It's not like he gave him a bye.
Right.
He talked to him. He said, all right, dude, I'm not knocked out. He had to go pay attention to Anderson Silva, who's celebrating like a fucking gorilla on the cage.
Whoa.
So,
what? Hey, Red State Teeth.
He's
go
Brazilian.
On. He didn't say anything that I didn't fully back.
You would be
hey,
way
Hey, someone
worse.
Give
there
this ape a banana.
Okay.
And we just lost our three black listeners.
It was Patrick Cote.
Oh, okay.
He's not from.
Is
he's from Canada.
He's from Boston.
Yeah. I'm American.
Why he trained in Boston?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have thought that you were talking about.
What's gonna happen with Bisping's eye?
I don't know, dude. It's just fucking.
Wear some glasses.
It's uncomfortable.
It is. I'm talking like you don't even listen. You're like. That eye is just doing its own thing.
I don't even know how he gets licensed to fight. I thought from Rocky 2 or 3 when Mickey smacked him in the face. Remember, he was like, and if an old son of a bitch like me can smack you, imagine what he's going to do to you. I would assume that Bisping wouldn't be able to get licensed because he's got one fucking eye.
Just doing its own thing.
Whenever you're working together, are you like, are you looking at me or are you looking at...
Well, he...
Is it like looking at, talking to a parrot?
He tapes out of L.A. I tape out of New York.
Oh, okay.
So we're over ISDN feed. We did it once together.
How'd you get hooked up with him?
I was working at Sirius XM for like a year, so I was doing random fill-in stuff. I had a comedy show, and then they matched me up with him. Chuck Liddell, I think, is doing a show from Sirius as well. I don't know,
with fighting a kid blowing up, I think they all just want to do it. I mean, I was thinking about the other day about Brandon
Schaub. They don't have a kid. They don't have a kid.
Brandon Schaub.
Like, that guy's a winner. The most, I mean, he's won at every level he's ever
Great
done.
Guy, too.
I like him.
Great guy.
You don't like him?
He's being
I just
sincere.
Said great guy twice.
You,
I think
I can
he's a
tell
great
he's
guy.
Being sincere.
Okay. He has to ask you three times.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Do you like him? Great guy. Do you like him? Great guy. Do you like him? I hope he fucking dies in a
ask
fire.
Me one more time.
Do you like him?
Fuck you, Schaub! Get in your cage, ape!
You gotta think about Jesus Christ.
He's white. Relax.
Yeah.
We can't call anybody an ape.
I know.
We call everybody an ape.
Jesus.
Call everybody an ape. Here, my whole point
fucking
is that...
Fucking porch monkey, Brendan Schaub.
I know.
Sam's panties are in a bunch. I called that spooking ape.
Let's look at Aaron real quick. Is he uncomfortable right now? Aaron is uncomfortable. No.
You know, you got to think about that guy. He was like, he was a high-end football recruit in high school. Then went to college, was dominant enough they got to play in the NFL. Decided he didn't, you know, eventually flamed out there, but still made it to the big league. Then he went and played. He went to UFC, started doing MMA, made it on to the Ultimate Fighter, and was a top 10, top 15 heavyweight. I mean, like, that's pretty damn successful. And now he's got this podcast that's just blown the fuck up.
Top 10 heavyweight for a very long time.
You know, I mean, like, the guy's just a fucking winner, man. The guy's just a fucking winner. What?
Meh.
Yeah, if you're an athlete, though, it's like where you can't quantify. I mean, I guess you can quantify podcasts with, like, iTunes ratings and shit. But, like, with sports, you know, I don't think he feels like a winner. You know what I'm saying? I think you want to be a champion. You want to fucking play in the Super Bowl. You want to do,
exactly.
He's like a mid-tier guy. And I think if you're, you know, if you're competitive like that, I don't think that he would ever go like, oh, dude, I kicked ass in life, dude. It's like he's doing a podcast now. And that's great.
I would tell you that podcast, now he's got a TV show from the podcast. Like, it's blowing up.
Yeah.
But I would tell, I totally understand. Like, he's probably like, you know, I wanted to be, you know, Lawrence Taylor or whatever. But if you actually look at the numbers of the amount of people who play like high school ball versus the people who actually get in the league, it's elite. Even the how many guys on the football team?
53.
The 53rd guy is still in the league.
53 guys on a football team?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off.
He's still in the league. Yeah. He's still in the league.
Like 12 practice squatters. I think like
it's amazing.
70-ish people all
around. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I don't
and yet, an average career is like 2.5 years.
Yeah. I couldn't even throw a football, so I'm just impressed with anybody.
What was your game? What'd you play? What did Puerto Rico play? Baseball?
I don't watch sports.
Would you guys play
Chase the Chickens? What'd you guys play?
Kick the Rat growing up?
We played Kick Can, where you kick the can.
Who's going to get our cousin pregnant? What do you guys play?
They played Kick Rat.
Can you say these names, Sam? The second fight on the card,
okay,
please?
The second fight. Anthony Pettis versus Edson Barbosa.
Well, that was a good job, but I mean this one.
Demetrius Johnson versus Henry Cejudo.
Cejudo, but almost.
Okay.
By the way, he was 6-5 in the UFC.
Who?
Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, and he quit because he was not an elite fighter.
Very good memory, Ari. I know you're not on Sherdog.com right now.
But dude, that
Wikipedia.
The heavyweight division, though, of all divisions, everyone's
worried about trimming her bush.
We're talking about the fight card. What are you talking
everyone's
about?
Everyone in the heavyweight division is 9-5.
Ari, if you want to be on the nanny's punch drunk, okay, then you better
fucking
talk.
We weren't talking about the fight card. You just jumped in.
We were talking about Brett Schaub, and then you said, hey,
Sam, pronounce his name. Fucking idiot. Oh, go back to playing with your dolls.
Dude, Ari, you're going to piss off fans. They really like the fight nanny, dude.
But, Ari, you could say that about...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm always worried about, pissing off fans.
I know. That's Ari's biggest concern.
This is a weird fight.
They can suck my show. Oh, it's on Comedy Central at Tuesdays at 12:30. Technically, it's Wednesday morning, but... But you can say that about Schaub's record, Ari, but everyone in the heavyweight division is like 9-4.
Yeah,
in that division, you're one punch away from handing somebody your belt.
I wouldn't call him a winner at the heavyweight division.
I'm not.
We all already said that, Ari. We finished that conversation.
Oh, fight man, he told you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Ari, suck it. Ari, get in your cage, ape.
Gonzaga, you beat Matt Netrione. That was good.
Those are good fights.
Yeah, Yard Coon, beat it.
Yard Coon.
Let's go through this fight card, shall we? Let's go through it. You got
to
be happy for
and me. Go to BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and throw a fucking $10 parlay on your boys at PUNCHDRUNK. Bet on every fight and see how much money you can win.
Do the main card. Call out the fights. We'll tell you who we like.
Okay, Demetrius Johnson versus Henry Cejudo.
Why'd you go to the second fight? There's five.
Why'd you go to the second fight, you idiot?
What do you want me to start at the bottom?
Bottom five.
How did you not imply that from our reaction to how you said it?
Oh, my God.
Look how happy Ari is that he has someone to beat on.
Ari is using the Dave Taylor style of hitting on women, by the way, which is completely mentally
it works
beat
for
them
him,
down.
Though.
It works for everybody. Dude, every chick that's ever attracted to me is somebody that I'm just a cunt to.
Yeah.
Women don't want to beta bitch. Women want
the nice guy.
White guys don't realize that. White guys go to motherfucking romantic comedies and they see how the guy running through the fucking airport crying about love. Why all these fucking rappers and pro athletes are fucking sport fucking. It's just ridiculous.
Nothing grosses us out more than someone that's nice to us.
I've been every time I'm like shitty to a girl. They just like they couldn't love me more. And just the other day, here I am planning a 50. You know how hard it is to coordinate 50 hot air balloons in an Albanian night sky for me and Rose to get married?
Yeah.
Nothing. Not 50, and there she is posting pictures with Nick Youssef at the beach.
Do you think he's hitting it?
While he's just shitting on her.
Do you think he hits it?
No.
Really? You don't think he's fucking Rose?
No. If Youssef, he is, he's a dead man. If
you
he
think
is,
Nick
he's
Youssef's
a dead man.
Banging Rose?
If he is, he's a dead man.
By the way, that's two terrorists fucking.
I'll kill him.
Albanians, they're not really Muslim.
The minute he puts his dick in, they just both explode.
Yeah.
Albanians
have you
seen
Rose
like
at the comedy store?
What'd you say?
Have you seen Rose, the bartender at the Comedy Store?
No.
She's fucking...
Smoking
hot.
Stop talking about Rose in okay. a way that is not... that is disparaging to the light of my son.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, I plan a 50 hot air balloon wedding, which all of the groomsmen are each have their own balloon. All the bridesmaids have their own balloon. And then we fly up the priest, and then we're already dangling in the sky. This thing cost me like $6.5 million of post-dated checks that are all going to bounce, by the way. So if you're in the Sky Balloon Riding Company, I'm very sorry about what's going to happen after this wedding. But nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
No chicks want that. When I meet a chick, I just show her the Ray Rice video. I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
Don't all fucking right. cross me, slut, and I throw the phone at her.
Yep.
Then they fall in love.
Yep.
That's the problem with television and movies versus reality.
Or even if you're just, like, sleeping next to a girl, and it's like, man, the date went pretty nice tonight, but I don't want her to think I'm nice. So in the morning, while she's laying there real pretty and sleeping like a little angel, I just squat over her face and shit right in her hair.
Man, that's a good
really
point.
That's disgusting.
And then they wake up, and they're like, is that shit in my hair? He must really care.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm out!
Anyway.
Can we go through the list?
Andre Philly, and I actually don't know this name.
Okay.
Yar Rodriguez. Well, that's
know.
The main card. You all guys right. told me no. to start at the bottom. Okay. Stop it. Get out of here. Robert Whittaker and Rafael Nadal.
Now, Robert Whittaker had that big win versus who's the guy that everybody thought was going to be the greatest fighter ever, just mentally he's checked out from the Ultimate Fighter. Really good-looking fighter.
What's his name? Oh, that kid? The young
the black guy?
Oh,
Just like everyone thought was going to be the next great one, Anderson Silva, and he just doesn't mentally have it. To beat everybody. What's his name?
Oh, Uriah Hall. That's
Uriah
right.
Hall.
Yeah, he beat Uriah Hall. And Uriah Hall's not fighting Anderson Silva next.
that's a great fight.
Uriah Hall, Silva and Uriah Hall? That's a good fight 6 years ago.
Well, yeah. Look, where they're both at.
What's the deal with
career?
With Anderson Silva now? Like,
he's
shouldn't
done.
He just leave?
Yes.
I mean, no,
he's the Roy Jones of mixed martial arts.
I get he wants one more win, one more see you later fight.
Oh, look, he beat Nick Diaz. I know they both got fucking suspended afterwards.
That was a leg kick contest.
He did. I mean, look, he did a great job against Michael Bisping. It's not like he didn't look like he really missed a step. He was very powerful. Every strike that he threw looked terrifying.
I'll tell you about it.
He went to a decision with Michael Bisping.
Bro,
I would say,
bro.
Sure,
like, you mean my co-host on the Countdown Series XM Rush 93 every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Let me just say this.
That's his friend, you Jewish prick.
We were talking about it with Rogan. Of course, he told me I was an idiot, but that's not the point. The thing is,
he alluded you were an idiot.
Here's the thing. He brought up Roy Jones. I was kind of saying that is that it's all speed. He's a counterpuncher, and now he's lost this much speed, even that much to a counterpuncher
is the difference in the game.
Dominance and just being knocked out all the time.
Yeah.
He's too slow. And he's not going to be able to. It's like, can you teach an old dog new tricks?
I still think he beats 90% of the division.
Right.
You know.
But they're not putting him in with 90% of the division because that's not how the UFC operates.
They're putting him in top 10s.
Yeah,
it.
But Uriah Hall's not top 10. This is actually a perfect fight for him to see if he can stay or go. If he beats Uriah Hall, Uriah Hall just had a big win over.
I thought Uriah Hall just lost to this kid.
No, Hall just won a big fight. Who the fuck was it? It was somebody that nobody thought he was going to beat.
She looking up.
Yeah, look it up. But yeah, I mean, this is a perfect fight for him. It's like this young buck who's kind of been hot and cold, and Anderson Silva has kind of been hot or cold. And if he can beat Hall, I say, look, give him another shot. He's always a fight or two away from the title, and he's a super exciting fighter. It's almost like Chuck back in the day. It's like, obviously, Chuck's chin was fucking gone, but he was Chuck Liddell.
Right.
If he wanted to fight, give him a fight in the UFC. He shouldn't fight anywhere else, and he's still a tough fight for almost anybody in the division. I mean,
Anderson Silva could knock anybody out any given moment. It's not that crazy. You even look at the Weidman fights. Yeah, he lost to Weidman. He was fucking around in the first fight. In the second fight, he shattered his leg. But we saw Anderson Silva get his ass beat from pillar to post against Chael Sonnen and then come back in the end of the fight and triangle choke him out. So it's not crazy for Anderson Silva to be losing a fight. He's a notoriously a slow starter the first round. He's always, like, computing people's moves.
We're talking about Gegard Mousasi?
Yeah, Mousasi.
Oh, yeah,
he just
beat
Mousasi. That's a huge win for Uriah Hall. So this is actually a perfect fight for Anderson Silva. I think
10th right now. It's like, yeah, it would be a nice win, but, like, just leave. He's just leave. After that Bisping fight, it's like, you're not
the
guy.
The problem with Anderson Silva is that now the money's – it's still not great, but it's getting better, and he wants a piece of that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's really crazy that Conor McGregor got the first million-dollar fight. Because you think of all the shit that Anderson Silva
especially
because
he didn't really do anything. Like
Chael, you think would have gotten a $1 million fight?
Yeah, but his style wasn't like you need. It needs
to
be everything.
He talked to
I know, but that Chael Anderson rematch that was a humongous fight.
Yeah, but every movement needs a Rosa Parks. You know what I mean? It's like he's the guy that would like. What I mean is Anderson Silva was the guy that paved the way for a lot of these guys to make millions of dollars. And it's unfortunate that he doesn't get to reap the benefit of that.
But Anderson also doesn't have the same X factor that Conor has. Because, I mean, look at his shitty voice. He's like, oh, I'm a...
Doesn't speak English.
Yeah, it stinks. He's got an amazing style. But Conor, the reason he's the fucking dude and the reason they're letting him do whatever he wants and giving him the rematch against Nate because they want to avenge that loss
charisma.
Is because Conor has... charisma. He's got an amazing style. He's an entire country on his fucking back. Yes. They want. That's why they gave Bisping so many shots because they know how big mixed martial arts is in that part of the world, and they want to reap the benefits of that,
right?
So it's like it kind of takes everything, and you kind of see it. You'll see they'll coddle the guys that are good looking, that are really exciting strikers, and the other guys have to work their way up the division. John Fitch, he was 13 or 14 wins in a row, and then he lost one. They're like, get out of here. Yoshino Kami, get the fuck out of here. All these guys that made their exciting fighters look like shit. They're like, beat it. We don't want you here.
Yep.
Ben Askren's another one. This motherfucker's undefeated to this day, I think. Maybe he's got one loss.
No, he's undefeated.
No, he's still undefeated, dude. They won't give him a shot at all.
They wouldn't even re-sign him at Bellator.
Yeah, dude, he'll kill the division. They're exciting fight killers.
He'll bore everybody.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? It's a sport. I don't give a shit if somebody's... I don't watch other sports, but if somebody's a boring basketball player, but they're scoring 50, 60 points a game...
Yeah, it's called the San Antonio Spurs in the early 2000s.
Exactly.
You know,
you really sold that.
I don't know shit.
There's no idea what that means.
Yeah, the point.
I didn't even know the Spurs were a team.
Well,
I loved him. He only likes UFC.
I love you.
God,
it's a real love connection.
Third wheel right here. Fuck, I want to watch.
Gomez, you should dress up like a little kid and let her babysit you.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. Next fight.
Suck the bottle, baby.
Anthony, I'm a breastfeed.
Anthony Pettis versus Edson Barboza.
This is a good fight. This is a fight of guys who had it.
Pettis-Barboza?
Yeah, this is like guys who are exciting.
Pettis needs to win.
Pettis needs to learn how to fucking stop takedowns.
Pettis is ranked third in the division. If he wins this, he's going to get a title shot soon.
But what's it going to change? What's it going to change,
man? If he
loses,
this is three in a row he's lost.
Do you see him beating RDS?
Really?
I don't see many people beating RDS.
How about the Russian? What's
RDA?
The Russian's name?
Habib Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
Habib.
He looked good this weekend.
Dude, Habib was
unbelievable.
Dude, Conor wants no part of 155. If Conor tried to go to 155...
He wants no part of 170!
Dude, these dudes will fucking murder him.
Worse at 170, I think.
Yeah, dude, he's going to have trouble,
he's
dude.
He's so stupid.
Conor McGregor, here's the problem. They almost shot their load with this guy way too early.
Yes.
Because there's all of these guys that are going to pop that balloon. Frankie Edgar, I think, is going to give Conor McGregor real problems.
Give him fits. The thing is like, we crowned a guy...
We?
...as the MMA world.
No. The UFC.
No.
The MMA world.
The UFC.
Yeah.
Then Google MMA top stories right now. It's not the UFC. Every goddamn article, ESPN, every single person.
I'm going to say something.
I know what you're saying.
People have to buy the cards.
Let me tell you
the
something.
The UFC anointed a guy before he even cleared out one division. Not two, not three.
Yeah.
Before he cleared out a division... They go, this is, and that's what they did with Rousey. Now, granted, Rousey, there's seven people in that whole division.
Rousey cleared out a division.
Yeah, Rousey beat everyone twice.
That's what I'm
over.
Saying, there's six people in that whole division.
But
he didn't clear out
a division. He's a marketing machine, and you see what they do. They tried to do it with that that Sage. Young buck, Sage Northcutt, and they that was bursted really quick.
Let me just say something about the UFC and the media that works with them. Unlike every other sport, I've never seen a media work more hand and foot. Step, whatever the saying is, with an organization,
he said,
right?
Not that.
What did he say?
He said not that.
What's the saying? What's the saying?
I don't know where you're going with it, but it's definitely not
the point is that they, unlike baseball, the reporters are such elitist pieces of shit. They'll do anything they can. If they want to take down some, instead of working with Major League Baseball, they're like adversarial with baseball. They're the reason why the writers and the reporters for Major League Baseball is why steroids became such a big issue, that they just kept writing about it. Whereas the UFC and the NBA writers are like this too. They work with the organization. They realize they have to work with them to grow the sport. And instead of, so when someone gets busted with steroids, they don't make it a big story. Yeah. They all just kind of move on. The Major League Baseball is like, fuck you, we're taking you out.
I think that's better, though.
Good point. Is the writers pushing that? Because it is just as bad in the UFC. You get banned instantly.
It's worse. It's dangerous. You're going in and you're punching and kicking people in the face.
Right, but they're not making it the story.
Yeah,
unlike
you're right.
What baseball did, right. It destroyed their sport.
Well, you look at, what was that one website? It was like a funny website, cagepotato.com. They got banned from everything. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't kiss the UFC's ass, and if you say anything bad about them, you're fucking out. You're watching the UFC from a TV in a bar somewhere and writing about it.
First one to do that.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, they really control.
Ariel Helwani, he's on the outs right now.
Yep. And it's
unbelievable that they got rid of
him.
I
liked him.
Yeah,
I think he's great. Right. I love the MMA hour.
But they're like, look, it's the difference between UFC being a real major sport versus everything else. It's like they're a promotion. And they, you know, the fact that they even signed CM Punk and they do these crazy, wacky things.
Mickey Gall's a big fan of ours.
It looks like CM Punk is never going to fight, by the way.
I feel bad for Mickey Gall because I'd like to see him beat that ass.
Yeah, Gall.
Okay, Mickey Gall. Okay, thank you, Fight Nanny.
Just see how many messages I get that say just to have you pronounce names. People love it.
Okay.
Well, it's not going to happen, so quit bothering.
Ah, man, I love being on the Fight Nanny's podcast. It's pretty sweet.
All right, you got any
more fights? More fights. What's the next one?
Now we're at Johnson versus Cejudo.
Is anyone going to beat Johnson?
I don't think so.
No, he's been so fucking dominant.
And nobody cares.
Because you know what he did?
Cares.
He's
right.
So crazy. Nobody he's cares. Like, I'm the Mayweather, but of MMA. I'm like, you don't really want to say that to people because nobody enjoys watching that guy fight.
He's got such a big head, too.
Yeah, there's a lot to
Johnson,
hit.
His head, he looks like
a light bulb.
Yeah, it looks like a light bulb.
Looks
he
like
looks
a light
like
bulb.
The Great Gazoo. Remember on Flintstones?
Yeah.
Hello, dum-dums. That's how he looks.
Yeah, dude,
Black
Johnson,
Kazoo.
He's Black great, Kazoo.
But here's why he's not the Mayweather. He doesn't fucking talk the talk. All he does is he bitches about nobody caring about him. And it's like, you need to go in, and you got to take a page out of Conor's book, out of Chael's book. There's certain guys, you go, dude, you've been the champion for this long. You're obviously the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Nobody's been able to even come close to touching you. But nobody gives a fuck because you need that other piece of it. Obviously, you have to be exciting. Obviously, you have to win.
Yeah.
But you need that other piece in order to be the multi-million-dollar fighter.
That's what it's become.
And it's
you can't just be the best. You have to be the best and a personality.
Or come from a country like, look, George St. Pierre had no personality. He was fucking just awful to listen to speak. But he had the entire country of Canada.
He calls into our show, bro. Watch out.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Dude, I love him. He's
like,
no, I'm not even lying about it. I'm a huge fan of his. But in reality, if he wasn't Canadian and they didn't do that, those huge shows in Canada where the whole crowd was just losing their mind for him, that mystique would have been gone. I mean, he had a couple really – he had moments where he would give you goosebumps. When he asked for the title shot where he got on his knees, he was like, Dana White, please give me the title shot. That was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's almost an exception to the rule. Randy Couture was an exception to the rule because he was pretty boring and kind of a boring style. But, you know, beyond that, you
but
need
you know what
everything.
What Randy had that they don't have now is that – there were so much more outlaws, so many more outlaws in the UFC that he didn't have to talk because everybody else was just crazy and didn't play by the rules. They talked about shit.
Yeah, like
now these guys are more athletic. They're the actual thought of being like an elite athlete, a world class athlete, and being an incredible shit talker. There's a reason why there's been only one Muhammad Ali. Like the odds of being like so good to be like top 1% of athletes in the world and
an amazing shit talk. You're looking for a unicorn at this point. They just don't exist. It's why Notre Dame football is only good once every, like, 10 years. It's because to be able to get somebody who is actually athletic enough to play D1 football and have high enough grades to go to Notre Dame, there's not a lot of them out there.
Yeah. And also, Randy was beating guys that were
tough man
super enigmatic. Like, well, he beat Chuck and he beat Tito Ortiz, and these guys were like the biggest of the biggest. And when he put the beatdowns on those guys that he did, it was like, oh shit, it's fucking
yeah. They were huge names that he beat.
Yeah. That huge also helped.
Names. I mean, Demetrius Johnson beat John Dodson for the second time. Mm-hmm. Kyoji Horiguchi. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto.
Well, one thing is, like, at what point does he move up? At what point?
Why would he? I never understood this, where it's like you dominate something and people are like, now go do something else.
Well, because
like, how about you just be the greatest ever?
If the checks aren't there for him.
Yeah.
Checks. It ain't about money.
Really?
Plenty.
Get any MMA fighter on here. They'll say it's all about the checks.
He's making so much money already.
I don't think he's getting pay-per-view. I mean, he's getting pay-per-view points, but he's not selling the pay-per-views. When Demetrius Johnson headlined, this is why they have to match him up with other big fights. It's because nobody's paying to watch him fight. You know, I understand why he would move up completely. He also wants to defend that loss against Dominic Cruz. That's a huge fight. That's actually a fight that gets me excited, Dominic Cruz versus DJ.
Yeah. I think that's a great fight, too. I'd love to see that. Move up. Take on some, I mean, like, dude, it's all about exposure. And now you got the guy, the first ever to hold two belts at the same time. You know, like, that is exposure. That gets people excited.
That's how fucking good Conor is, though. That's how much they want to make. Dude, think about all the rules he broke. He's headlining pay-per-views without being championship fights, which was against the rules. He said, fuck your black and white Reebok shorts, motherfuckers. I'm wearing green and representing my country. Then also you're supposed to relinquish your title if you move up to another weight class. You're not allowed to hold two titles. He just said, fuck you and fuck your rules. And it's actually, in a weird way, I thought the UFC was going to be happy to kind of see him go after Nate beat him, because the UFC was like, wait a minute, let's control our product again. It's all about controlling their product, and he's the one dude that's just kind of throwing the rule book out the window.
Their controlling of the product is why it's stagnating.
Demetrius makes almost 200 grand a fight, and here's the other thing. He's one fight away for breaking the record for consecutive title defenses.
And nobody cares. And we all hate him.
His division cares.
Well, you're saying
nobody cares about the division.
Name four people that fight at 125.
Yeah, I can't. So you're saying it's a worthless division.
I agree.
Two of my ex-girlfriends.
I know, but it's look, the smaller guys in general, being a bigger guy, 6'1", I have a hard time watching these 5'4", 125-pound guys fight, because there needs to be something of – they were fucking gladiators, dude. I remember when they introduced – when they reintroduced 155 back in the day when BJ Penn came back.
Yep.
I was just like, these guys are kind of small, dude. I'm used to watching these big monsters go in there and just murder each other.
Yeah, but you don't say that anymore.
What do you think about Penn coming back now?
Stupid. Nah. He looked so bad in that last fight.
Didn't he?
He's going to get his ass beat, dude.
He sure
pointless.
Is.
Pointless.
You know, and he was dominating when there was a...
Does it tarnish his legacy? Because I remember the BJ Penn of BJ Penn, and he was such a great fighter. Yeah. And I loved him. The rubber guard, his flexibility.
Licking the blood off his gloves.
Woo! His gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that BJ Penn. And now...
Breaking news.
We're getting him...
BJ Penn has hepatitis C.
No, breaking news.
A couple
I'm being dead serious.
What?
Then say it.
Hold on, Sam. Hold on one second. Okay, go ahead.
Breaking
Nick
Jews.
Diaz is announcing he's retiring as well.
I'm going to leave the show. I've got to go.
He just announced it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
They're both retiring.
Nick or Nate?
Whatever.
He said it on Twitter?
Not bad.
No, very bad. Whatever that was very bad.
Yeah, I don't need that.
It's a lot of high-pitched
things. You sound like robot rape.
I know what the hell just happened.
You just
but anyways,
ears.
Does that turn? Does
that's a better breaking news?
That was Do you have a 9-minute version of that song?
Why so many cymbals? Why is it? It's like Neil Peart. Just...
It's Nate that's retiring.
One. Nate's retiring.
He says, "I guess my work here is done. I'm retiring to peace."
Oh, he's being funny.
Yeah,
that's great. Good.
Card.
He's just like
I was so sad.
You're not getting the last word, idiot. So guess what? Now I'll make a mockery of this.
Well, actually, you know what? To be honest with you, I wish they'd both not be on that fight card. I wish they... I don't know. That being the
You don't like the rematch?
I think the rematch is stupid. If they're going to do it at 155,
yeah,
it's just it makes no sense, and it's so obviously transparent that they're just giving Conor what he wants. Like Conor's like, no, I lost a fight. I got to avenge my loss. It's like, dude, I don't know, man.
That was a great accent you did, right?
I'm really.
If he loses this fight,
can you do a nice
Conor
impression? He's great with impressions. This is no joke.
Oh, you know Theo Vaughn is?
Yeah, yeah, I love
okay,
Theo.
Okay, do Theo Vaughn as Conor McGregor announce. Wanting to fight 170, not 155. Talking to Dana White.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been eating too many cheeseburgers to cut down to 155, dog.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. So what you guys are saying is them fighting at 170 is pointless and stupid because they don't fight at 170 anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Both of them have spent most of their careers fighting at 155.
Correct.
It's like the only reason...
And neither of them want to dance at 170.
The only reason Nate was fighting there is because he was like, oh, I'm taking this on super short notice. I can't cut that much weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's like you have plenty of notice.
Yeah.
Why 170?
He wanted to do the rematch at 155, but Conor wants to win the way he
Conor wants to win at that weight class. He was like, I'll show you I can do this.
To prove a point.
And by the way, I don't think the UFC's gone stagnant because they control their product that way. I think it's the reason why they've created a brand. But nobody knows what WBO is, the WBA. Nobody knows the difference between any of those boxing fucking titles.
There's 50
UFC
of them.
Is fucking Nike. It's Pepsi. It's, you know, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but somebody throws a boxing belt into a trash can every fucking week on a press conference.
And they look shitty. The belts look like they're fucking made of rubber bands and tin.
They have pictures of people's faces on it.
It's awful.
You'll never get the athletes that they'll never get the athletes they could if they don't increase the money. They've got to increase the money.
I think increase the money, but I think they've built a brand out of UFC that is so recognizable.
Like, there's a lot of guys who aren't going to get their asses beat because the money's not there.
For 45 grand?
Yeah. It's just like when you see Anderson Silva and his Reebok payout's 15 grand, how do you do that with a straight face and not laugh as you hand...
Well, dude, and people are like,
the
wow,
greatest ever do it.
You made $60,000 this weekend? No. Half of that went to taxes. Then, so now I got 30 grand and 18 of that goes to my camp and my trainer.
Yeah.
And so now I have $8,000.
I'm $45 in the hole and I just got beat up by Anderson Silva.
I know.
It's just there's no money in it. And they're just
yeah, but you know what, dude? The market will determine that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's when not. They completely
where are fucking wrestlers, Muay Thai fighters, karate guys? Where are these guys making money? They've created an industry. So to sit there and go like, oh, well, the UFC needs to pay as much as football needs. I was like, well, no.
I'm not saying
The reason every other organization has gone under is because they did overpay. Remember they're paying Tim Sylvia $400,000 in Affliction.
Yeah,
they're like doing ridiculous, stupid shit like that, and then the promotions fold. The UFC is creating an entire industry with 400 or 500 fighters on the roster. In reality, they're creating so many jobs and creating so much money coming in. It's going to grow. We were watching the money grow. It's not like people are getting paid less. I remember even 5 years ago, there was guys that were fighting two to show, two to win.
Eight and eight. Not two to fight and two to win.
5 years ago? Yeah.
No.
On undercard? Look it up.
Okay.
Dude, World Series of Fighting had people fighting for $500.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You should never be allowed to be on television taking a punch in the
face.
But
these guys do it anyway for free. I mean, look, when you get into why do we romanticize fighting, right? These guys are living their dreams. It's the same thing with comedy.
Hard.
We're comedians. We deserve to make this. Like, dude, we're living our fucking dreams. We don't want to have day jobs. We're doing what we want to do with our entire lives. Right. And it's a very fair industry.
Bellator.
If you get to a certain level, you're going to make a very fair living off of what you're doing. So I can't sit here and go like, oh, you know, these poor fucking guys are not getting paid millions and millions of dollars. Somebody said that. They're like, I could have made more money being a truck driver. All right, motherfucker, go be a truck driver then. You don't have – nobody's telling you to go fight in a cage for a living.
Right.
I got you that.
Yeah, it's a choice. You go, oh, how much is this job paying? Cool, I'll do this job. Yeah. Well, then, cool.
Yeah,
like, if you don't want it, don't do it.
But you can apply that to fucking anything then. It's just
exactly.
Entirely in the world.
Yeah, but
then
the
why
market
ever
determines.
Strike at all? Why ever have negotiations, labor negotiations? I mean, then the amount of money the UFC's taking in versus the amount of money they're giving to their fighters is disproportionate to other professional sports.
In 2005, it went up to – well, they have a lot of people to pay. But in 2005, the minimums went up to 5 and 5.
2005?
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Okay. Okay, you were right.
But
even so, before, I mean, this is since I've been a fan of the sport, they were paying like 25
right.
to show, 25
here's
to win.
The reality.
Look at what
here's
a boxer makes versus what.
Yeah, but it's like one, there's like five boxers that are making that type of money. Those guys on the undercard are making five to show, five to win.
Hear about. You're paying two boxers only per card. Now, here's the deal, though. If the money's really not fair, eventually other markets will emerge and they'll just get that money other places.
Yep. If Bellator is smart, they would start paying a little bit more.
They are paying a little bit more. They're paying guys a lot of money to come. And it's look, at the end of the day, they're still a second-rate organization. You're not going to be able to open a gym or have any type of brand recognition being a Bellator fighter. You know, they have to get UFC failouts in order to come in order to sell cards.
Or older fighters.
What I'll tell you is this. I know this is crazy. Yes, UFC has a bigger brand. But if you fight a Bellator card on a fucking Friday night, you're getting 2 to 3 million people watching you. That's good numbers, dude. And
really?
If I came, yeah. If you came,
2 to 3 million?
Yeah, on a Friday night for a cable show?
I don't think that's true.
That friends got?
That Dada 5000 fight did
get those
numbers.
Yeah, there's a few
those
fights.
Those temp ones. Those temp fights.
Yeah, there's some big Bellator fights, but in reality, it's also a free
Do they
card.
Matter?
Those Fox cards are huge that the UFC has. If it's free, it's a little different. When somebody pays for something and the connection they have to that $60 that they're throwing onto a card, I think that's way more valuable than somebody that it's like when you paper a room for a comedy show. Who are the fucking people that are in a papered room?
I can't stand that.
They're just shitheads that are like, yeah, dude, whoever's here this fucking weekend, whatever, I guess make me laugh, motherfucker. But you have somebody who pays $25 for a ticket to go see Ari Shaffir and friends, they're connected to that experience and they want to have a great time and they're sitting there like, oh, fuck, I'm here to see Ari Shaffir and friends.
Yeah.
Ari and Kurt do 420.
With a bunch of no names from fucking Austin.
Oh, they're people.
Starring
they're people.
Amy Schumer's thighs. I'll prove a point here. Name me three title holders. Name me three people that have a belt in Bellator. Anybody on the show?
The fight nanny.
Dude, remember
the King Mo? Is he still alive? Like, remember I can't name three. I can't name one. I couldn't tell you who the light heavyweight champion is.
If I was Bellator, I would buy out. I would buy
I can't tell you
out
a title
the
holder.
World Series of Fighting.
Yeah,
I would take all those guys out there because there's a ton of – they have some brand name. Bring them over.
Who's going with the one arm?
Yeah, the one arm
Nick
guy
Newell.
Just retired.
Fucking Demi Marlena's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, Ari, we're talking about you fuck up. Suck it. Suck it, Ari.
And then I would I thought I read that they were putting Bellator fights on ESPN2.
Dude, they remember the one heavyweight champion? Dude, he gave up the Bellator belt to go sell milk. For a milk company. Whatever his name was. The guy with the tits.
Oh, I hated those tits. That's the only thing that pissed me off about fighters is when they have bitch tits. You should not have bitch tits and be a
You
pro
take
athlete.
Your shirt off for a living, motherfucker. Yeah. Just
fucking
do some
shred
sit-ups.
That out. Shred
Yeah.
Yeah, do some laughs.
That heavyweight division, there's some... And, dude, that what the fucking Kimbo Slice and Dada fucking Andre 3000 fight.
Fried chicken orange fucking soda.
I mean... What's the point?
The 2 million views.
That hurts your. Doesn't that hurt your brand?
Yeah. People watched it, dude. I mean, you're going from us, intelligent, sophisticated.
What hurts MMA in general?
We didn't know anything about it before, and now we knew that was a.
Here's the thing, though. Right, I was talking to people about that fight afterwards. That they know I love UFC and mixed martial arts, so they're like, "Oh, dude, you see that awful UFC fight this past weekend, Kimbo versus Dada?" They don't know because the UFC is such a strong, recognizable brand that anytime people are fighting in a circular type cage, they assume it's UFC. They actually hurt the brand of mixed martial arts in general.
It's like
that's
a
good fucking point, dude.
Thanks, bro.
That's a good fucking point. It does hurt the whole... And, dude, yeah, they just want to fucking... They don't care. They're like, hey, you... Screech from Saved by the Bell is going to fight a mountain lion in the octagon live on Fox. And you're like, I'll tune into that.
I tweeted that. How long till Bellator has Cat Williams versus the seventh grader as a fucking.
Exactly.
Actually, Bisping on our show, he broke that down like it was a real fight. He does Bisping's fight review. So he broke it down like it was a real fight. It was hilarious.
That kid fucked him up.
Yeah.
Cat Williams sucker punched him.
The funniest.
Which is why
he was
I don't
17,
fight black
though. 17, a 17-year-old black kid is like a 35-year-old white guy.
And he was talking shit to him, too. I mean,
yeah,
he was
but dude, that's why you don't fight brothers. You don't fight the brothers. That sounds pretty racist. Yeah. But you don't because they fight like Velociraptors.
It's less racist than you do.
Because you fucking seize up with this guy. His buddy comes from the side. Watch any fucking World Star Hip Hop fucking fight. Dudes fight, line up. Buddy comes from the side, knocks him out. That's how it fucking goes every fucking time. But this didn't happen. How bad is Cat Williams' fucking bodyguards when they let him get his ass beat by a 17-year-old?
How dumb is Cat Williams for playing a street soccer game in the middle of the hood
but he was
and thinks nothing's going to happen?
That's not even a bad thing, though. Because dude, he was driving through the hood. He saw these kids playing soccer. And he got out to
almost like his weird way of giving back to the community and like being like, oh, let me go hang out with these kids. I think it's a pretty admirable,
no,
nice thing.
He's got mental illness. And I'm a big Cat Williams fan. He's always been very nice to me. There's mental issues.
No, I heard that he's gotten worse. I know my buddy opens up for him like regularly, and he said, yeah, dude, he's like schizophrenic or he, bipolar, like craziness. Yeah. But he did pull over just to go play soccer with a bunch of kids in a poor area. And look, they got heated. When you're playing sports, I'm assuming because I don't play sports, but I mean, people kind of get, I play basketball
and
with my
kids
friends.
Kids have no fear.
Yeah.
I almost beat the shit out of like a whole family of 17-year-olds at the Y. I said, really? You know what? I got to leave this fucking gym. I'm going to beat
We're
these
really
fucking
entertaining.
I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of this smart-ass fucking kid. And then his brother was there. I'll beat the shit out of that kid, too. Yeah. I was like, going to go, and I saw his dad. I almost pulled his dad aside. I'm like, I'm in my 40s, man. Why am I planning homicide of a whole fucking.
You know, how many 10-year-olds would it take for you to finally get beat by them? Like, you know, you could beat up 15, 10-year-olds,
but
eventually you'll hit a number where they're going to get you. What's the number?
We talked about this on Legion of Skanks. It's an important question. Are you fighting them at the same time or one by one in a row?
One by one in a row, I would never lose. But at the same time.
Well, you would guess.
You would guess.
Would it be the old, like, Homer Simpson thing where the homeless guys get so tired punching him in the face?
And then you just push him over.
Yeah.
I'd say fight them at the same time.
Yeah, you got to fight them all at the same
10-year-olds?
Time.
10-year-olds?
In an octagon.
I could fuck. I mean,
seven might give me problems.
10-year-olds, Ari? I would seven fuck up, I mean, 20 10-year-olds with ease. 10-year-olds.
It would be so fun.
I mean, it would be hilarious. You hit them once, they'd start crying.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. They wouldn't be fighting hard. They wouldn't be fighting to the death, but you would be.
Yeah.
You ever hear that time that, like, some crazy African tribe did, like, 25 midgets versus a lion, and a lion killed all of them. Like they did as a
stop
sport.
Talking right now.
A lion?
If this is a real thing, I need to hear about it.
Yeah.
How do I not know about?
Did you say stop talking? I need to hear about this.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Because I had to rewind what you're saying. A midget, 20 midgets.
Yeah.
Tried to fight a lion.
Yeah. And the lion killed them all.
Of course.
Yeah, but dude. You know, that third world entertainment, they don't think about that.
Do they have spears?
How much money would you put on the fucking midget? She'd be like,
no, a lion, dude.
You put 100?
No, because a lion just fucking claws at your belly and then all of your guts come out of your body. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine 20 grown men would have a problem with a lion.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a lion. It's a king of the jungle, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're fighting in an office space in Madison.
And they're fighting the midget of the jungle, which is known as the midget.
How about what next fight? Let's. God damn it!
It was the main one you guys already.
Next fight
about.
Is OSP Jones. Jones.
Does this Kujudo have a shot?
Kujudo. I know he really throws y'all.
I'm talking about MMA.
Olympic gold medalist. I mean, that's an X factor. But look, I've watched high level wrestlers come in before, and as long as you have really good wrestling, John Jones is just he was like a fucking. Junior college champion. I mean, it wasn't even like, I mean, that's not a high level, and he's been able to handle Cormier, who was an Olympian. So I think it means something to be a gold medalist in the Olympics, but unless he could put it together like that, I mean, look, I give him a shot, you know.
Sure.
I couldn't point out Cejudo in a lineup. I don't know what the fuck he looks like, and this is the only sport I watch.
Yeah.
He looks like a mini Tom Cruise. Like tiny baby.
That's what
Tom
Dominic Cruz looks like.
Yeah, he looks. Like yeah, he looks like if you opened up Dominic Cruz, there would be.
Yeah, like Russian egg dolls.
Yeah,
Tom
that's
Cruz.
Just one way after.
If I was in prison, and I had to be somebody's punk. I'd be Dominic Cruz's punk.
You'd be his bitch.
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Like he's a good-looking guy, real clean.
Why don't you make him your bitch? You're way bigger than him.
That's not an option.
Oh, yeah. So you're like you're ready to submit right out the gate?
All
right.
I mean, if I make him my bitch, then someone else is still going to make me their bitch. So I may as well.
Yeah, somebody's going to want to make Dominic their bitch, and then they're going to shank Ari. It's better to be the bottom bitch in prison than make other people.
Why do I have a feeling Ari will walk into prison ass first? Like, it's just asshole hanging out.
And then the entire yard would clear.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is that?
Just so you know what I'm working with?
You go to prison, you just like, I'll suck everybody's dick right now. Nobody will want you to suck their dick. It's kind of that chick who's, like, too aggressive wanting to fuck.
Oh, come on.
You ever meet the girl going, hey, dude, let's go in your car and fuck. You're like, whoa.
I had a girl really aggressively tell me to take a condom off. And I was like, I'm usually the guy that's doing this.
I'm
keeping this condom on.
Yeah, not that's me. What you do, Ari. You walk in asshole first, like Ace Ventura, do a talk to everybody.
Chase him around. Come catch some.
Like Pac-Man.
I've had a girl be like, you know what? You can go ahead and take that condom off. I go, joke's on you and never put it on. And then I just spray.
Okay. Let's get this last one.
Wait. What I want to talk about first is Madison Square Garden and the UFC.
Of course you do.
I think this is a shot, the final shot to boxing. The final goodbye.
No, you're crazy.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Boxing's really been making a pretty good comeback the last year or two.
Great young fighters coming up.
Heavyweight division's very exciting right now.
There's a bunch of guys coming out.
Yeah, not to the average person. I know like everyone's like, "Oh, Triple G and fucking
Who?
He's awesome.
Yeah, dude, there's some good listen. It's comedy. What's the whole thing in comedy? What do they say?
I'm not
keep
saying
it simple, stupid, right?
Yeah.
People love relatable shit. Why they like girls do this, guys do this. I'm Puerto Rican. We are different than white. You know, whatever your shtick is, they like the relatability things. The reason boxing, I think, will always be around, it may not always be bigger than MMA, but it will always be around, is because people relate more to two dudes throwing fisticuffs than some guy like what a guy who doesn't understand UFC or MMA is a guy dry humping another dude trying to choke him out.
It's education, because you even watched that in MMA. I mean, 5-6 years ago when it would hit the ground, people start booing, and now people know what a guard pass is. You'll hear a pop when somebody passes guard.
Right, I understand that, but at the most basic level,
I'm not saying
everybody relates to boxing. Everybody sides some dude up. It will always be there.
Boxing is going to go away. I'm just saying this is making it like that's the last shot.
I think what's going
to
happen.
It's much easier to build open a boxing gym in some poor area of the world than it is to open an MMA gym.
But every boxing gym in New York City now offers Brazilian jiu-jitsu courses. They offer MMA classes. Because
that's in New York City.
Taekwondo's not going away either.
What?
Taekwondo's not going away
either.
I'm talking
about in some poor ass village in Mexico. There's how many fucking Gracies are going to go down to some poor ass village in Mexico? Poor ass village in the fucking Sudan and fucking Africa. They'll always be boxing because it's so much easier to teach than it is fucking jujitsu.
It's just a different sport. But I think what happens is, boxing doesn't go away. I think that what MMA is forcing boxing to do is go, hey, man, if we want your $65 pay-per-view money, we can't just give you Mayweather and a tomato can. We got to put a whole card together.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to have maybe, what about two title fights for $65 and an undercard that the winner gets a title shot?
And as
guess what? They don't have it. They don't have the fighters to do it.
And as mixed martial arts grows,
they have two big fights a year and all weight classes combined. They have two massive fights a year.
You're very wrong. You're very
you're
wrong.
You're very wrong.
You just
don't follow
boxing.
And this new premier.
I would hear about it.
I've always said this. The problem with boxing is it doesn't have a brand of excellence like UFC, NFL, NBA. You know, for the most part, these are the best to do it. Boxing, premier boxing organization. And it's on every channel, ESPN, NBC, Fox. It's like, it doesn't matter if you're a WBC guy. You can fight on this card, and that is the beginning. This guy, I forget what his name is smart enough to go, we need a brand of excellence that people know if you're fighting on this card, you're going to be a good fighter.
Yeah, people like boxing, which is the name of the sport. You know what I'm saying? It's not like people like football. People love the NFL.
Right.
You know, it's not like people are going to watch high school football games. Like, dude, we got to go this weekend. Like, nobody gives a shit, you know? I agree with you about that. But I think as the UFC grows and as mixed martial arts grows, it makes boxing look more basic and more basic. And it's just, we're exposed to it. If you flip through the channels, you're definitely seeing mixed martial arts on TV more than boxing at this point.
Yeah.
And when you watch boxing now, it's like watching the slam dunk contest. It's very exciting to watch a knockout. You know what I'm saying? But it's not the game. It's not the game of fighting.
Right.
Mixed martial arts is the game of fighting.
Yep.
And it's kind of making boxing kind of go like, all right, dude, I get it. It's cool.
My overall point is I'm a sports fan. And most of these fights that are like, you got to watch this fight. I haven't heard of one of the guys. I haven't even heard of one of the guys. This last fight I had heard of both of them. That was like, oh, that's rare. It was the last time since Pacquiao Mayweather that I had heard of both fighters in these big fights. I'm saying Madison Square Garden, the UFC being there, is the last shot to UFC now owning boxing.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, look, I don't think it's as – I think it's more or less just kind of like another notch in the belt for the UFC. And
yeah, but I think it was the home of boxing for so long.
But I don't think people – the average person didn't know that UFC wasn't legal in New York. The average fan, the casual fan walking down the street, they have no fucking clue. They're like, oh, really? It was illegal here? I had no idea. I didn't really give a shit until I saw my buddy Ricky Bones from SiriusXM posted a picture of the entire side of Madison Square Garden was draped in UFC is coming, and then the date, which is the 23rd anniversary of the first UFC. And I got goosebumps. I was like, all right, that's fucking badass. And it's going to be cool to see it at the Garden. But, I mean, to be honest, like, I don't live in Midtown Manhattan. I got to get in a train to go to the Garden. I got to get in a train to go to Jersey. Who gives a shit? It doesn't really matter to me if I got to go out to Jersey on the path.
Oh, the Garden's so much closer than Barclays Center. Although Barclays Center's pretty... Hey, guys, look at me for a second. I just got an idea.
Oh, no.
No, that didn't play. Look, I got an idea.
Oh, I got the light bulb. There we go. It didn't play.
Really, dude?
It didn't play.
That's the junior going, oh, I got a funny pun.
Jesus Christ.
I got a funny pun.
What about your pants?
No.
Lenny
no.
Bruce went to jail for that? You make me sick.
Oh. You leave? Okay, guys, I got to say goodbye to the maid. Hold on.
Oh, we want to see you say goodbye.
What was he saying goodbye to? The super?
She was there a long time. Is this place that big?
Oh, the maid.
Yeah. He's got a small little one-bedroom.
No, it's just that messy.
Don't let him big time, you guys. He's got a little one-bedroom apartment.
Why did it take her 2 hours?
In fucking the East Village. Dude, it's okay.
One time I'm at Ari's place out here a couple of years ago, and we're like, he's like, I need you to help me find the title of my car or whatever. So we're like going around. The first thing I do, I open up the first drawer I open up, no shit, only thing in the drawer, 60 finger puppets. Like little monsters. Like like the guy's been collecting finger puppets for like 10 years.
Yeah, he's creepy. He's creepy.
I finally saw it.
It's not as bad as it was.
That's not as bad as you guys described.
No. Listen to me. One time, I had a hemorrhoid, and I showed it to everybody on the podcast, and we had the camera facing everybody's faces. And then Ari was just playing coy, and he was like, that's not even a hemorrhoid. That's like nothing. And I was like, what do you mean, Ari? I was like, it hurts so bad.
Call that a ride?
So then he goes
call
up.
Call that a ride?
And, dude, we have it on. We'll go look up the episode. It's Legion of Skanks. It's one of Ari's appearances. Dude, we opened up his asshole. I actually held his ass open. It was pretty gay. And it fell out. Like, the meat fell out of his ass. It was horrific.
That's horrible. Ari, have you been using cream?
Did you get anything on you?
No, but it was really bad.
Ari, when we get this thing going where money, I can't express enough the importance of when you shower, man, you need to wash your asshole. It's really.
Dude, I get in there, I scrub it.
No, there's so much like poop residue in there.
What you need, Ari, is a good buddy to soap up his dick and then just load you up.
No, that'll rip it out. It'll come right back out.
You're so nasty.
Why?
I'm not touching anything in Ari's apartment ever again.
Look at Aaron.
Smell your fingers.
No.
Ew.
Put them in your mouth.
Is that a real reaction?
Put it in your mouth.
No! Just go ass the mouth, dude. You just go ass the mouth.
Oh, God.
Dude, look at his face. He's disgusted with himself.
I've never disgusted. Been so queasy in my life.
Not good.
That's a bold statement considering this show.
Man, it's making me sick, dude.
I almost threw up. Well, guys, I can't think of a worse way to end the show.
There we go.
Okay, Ari. You know, it's been fun. Seriously,
he's just pissing.
I'm over it.
I'm in the middle of a fucking piss.
Oh, Luis, Jay, Gomez, I'm so happy you came on the show.
Yeah, dude, what a fun show. You guys rock and roll, man.
Yeah, listen, anytime you're in town, man, we let you know. Try to get your dick sucked. We'll see what we can do with the nanny.
I would literally marry her. You are amazing. You're a perfect woman.
Everybody loves you. I've never seen anything work out more in my life.
She's got tattoos.
Than you coming
hot.
On the show.
Loves MMA. Yeah.
Everybody loves you. And we didn't even get to do the dick pic on parade thing.
I know. Don't worry. We'll send more dick pics this week, everybody, and then we'll have a bunch for next week.
So let me ask you something. Is this uncomfortable for you, for people sending you dick pics?
No, because I tell them it's for the show.
Okay.
So if they get
but
crazy.
Do you enjoy it? Because I don't want, like, down the line when you kind of blow up, you use this as a way to, like, oh, you don't understand how hard it was. They make me look at dick pics. You know how
do
people do that?
Do you know me, though?
Yeah,
like, am I going to change all this
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, fame changes people.
Fame.
It does.
Fame changes. No, look at Ari. Funny. Look at Ari. But,
yeah, he used to be a guy that wouldn't show us his asshole, and now fame's changed him.
How long are you in town for?
I'll be here till Friday morning. Then I'm heading out to Vegas.
Have you gone on Jason Ellis' show yet?
No, I haven't. But I was. I did Kevin Kraft's podcast yesterday.
I love Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's super cool. And he told me he was like Jason hates everyone's stand up comedy, but we showed him yours and he really liked it. I would love to do Ellis. I want to do Ellis Mania. I want to fight somebody.
Oh, I'm fighting Ari.
You're fighting Ari.
Yeah.
I fought. I fought midgets in the last one.
Did you win?
Yeah, I mean, well, I fucking, my body basically was like, we can't go to final round, and I had to throw in the towel.
Oh, you threw in the towel? You lost to midgets?
I know.
How many midgets?
I beat the shit out of two dudes, and then I went to final round. They wanted an extra round because Ellis is fucking evil.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to do it again. I'm like, my body can't. I literally, it said, no, dude, you're in your 40s. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fighting a fan. I fought our intern on Legion of Skanks. I've never trained anything. I got cauliflower ear because me and Dave Smith used to live together and we grappled every night for 2 years. He used to fuck me right in my ear. But I'm just a fan. I've never trained anything extensively. I've trained in boxing here and there throughout the years, but nothing serious. And my intern was pissing me off. So I said in order to save his job, he had to fight me. So we did an MMA fight on the show and I beat him. And then I had a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu purple belt hit me up, be like, dude, you can't fight for shit. And I was like, fuck you, dude, I'll fight you. So when I come back into town, I'm fighting a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu purple belt. And I think I'm going to beat him. I really do. I have a mental confidence.
So have you been in a lot of fights in your life?
Not really. I mean, when I was a younger kid, yeah. I mean,
I know a lot of guys, like the guys from, what is it, Crab Feast, Chase Larson, who... has never been punched in the face in his life.
Oh, I've been punched in the face.
But he's always like, definitely. I know what I do. I go, dude, it's an old quote from Mike Tyson. Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the face. Yeah. It's like shocking. You're like, boom. You're like, whoa, dude, you just hit me in the face.
Well, when there's adrenaline kicking in, I mean, when I was, you know, I've probably been to a couple fights in my 20s, definitely not in my 30s. But, you know, when I was a younger kid, I would get into street scraps all the time. When adrenaline kicks in, you don't even notice that you got punched, you know. But I'm like a nerd in disguise. Like I'm a Harry Potter fan. I was in musical theater in high school. Yeah. I used to have long hair. I was a metalhead. Yeah, it's a real fucking homosexual.
That's great. you are always welcome on the show. Next time you're in town, let us know. We'd love to have you come on again.
100%, dude. Love
we
coming on.
We normally talk
show.
All sports, but I mean, we got away.
That was my dream podcast.
That was great, dude. It was great. You're so great. You're so great. This has been great, guys. Thanks for all the support, and we'll see you next week.
David Coffey, Bet DSI.